you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Unless your local government has given you other instructions, turn on the radio.
Welcome to 1-800-ASK-4-ASK.
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden.
Idiot! Anyway, I can't wait to play this next song. I played it last week. It's amazing. Brand new from Doves. This is called Pounding. This is amazing.
Are you a retard?
Did you ever take photographs of these boys naked?
No.
You're positive. Naked, you mean without any clothes?
And now,
did you ever touch the naked body of an altar boy?
What do you mean by naked?
What do you mean?
No, what do you mean?
Our feature presentation.
Hey, party people, it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:30 in the a.m. Kevin and Bean not included.
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Wow.
This is Ralph, your old radio pal. Lisa May's with me. Psycho Mike. Just want to wish you a good Monday morning.
It's time to rename this damn show, Ralph.
It really is. Because rarely are both Kevin and or Bean here at the same time. So we just sally forth and carry on.
Yeah.
Sally forth isn't here either, by the way. She's not showing up. You can put that in the file.
I hear she was in a little accident this morning.
Yeah, it's slickery out there here in Los Angeles today. We don't get rain that often and people don't know how to drive. And our very own intern Gaga took the on-ramp a little too sharply.
A little too fast.
Now she's waiting for AAA. So we will carry on with a skeleton crew. We're sure that Kevin will be here any minute.
Sure.
Unless he's wrapped around a telephone pole someplace, because he usually drives here at 400 miles an hour.
That is true.
First things first, though, I get a chance, since I'm the one kicking off the show, to say, Philadelphia Flyers, mother effers!
Yeah.
I don't know if you're hockey fans or not, but they made some history on Friday, coming back from a 3-0 deficit in their series against the Boston Bruins. They were down 3-0 in the seventh game of that series and came back to win 4-3.
Wow.
So it was very exciting.
That's impressive.
Then they beat the Montreal Canadiens last night, 6-0. So
they're on fire.
All I have to say is my playoff beard is 5-0. And so I will be growing this for the remainder of the playoffs.
All right. That's
my
working.
Evil facial hair.
Yeah.
There's Kevin now. Aww.
Hey, Kevin.
We're going to take your phone calls at What It Do Nephew coming up next. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. We'll take your conversations on anything you have to talk about. If you want to talk about the Philadelphia Flyers, feel free. We can do that all morning long if you want to.
I've got to tell you, that was one of the biggest stories of the weekend. I was so amazed by that team.
It was the greatest comeback in NHL history. That's what they say. But I come back from 3-0 in a series down and then 3-0 in a game down. Never been done before.
Yeah.
So I know, Kevin, you're a hockey fan, so you probably appreciate that.
I'm a Kings fan. I've never been a Flyers fan.
Right.
But
if you're a hockey fan, just in general, you have to appreciate the accomplishment.
Down three games and then down three goals in this game seven. I was like, oh, man. I wonder what the percentages are of teams that come back from 3-0 in a game.
That's happened rarely, too.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
So they came back and won, and then last night they won
6-0 against the Canadiens, who took out the Pittsburgh Penguins, the best team in the league, many would say. So.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Are you winning the cup? Is that happening?
That'd be nice. I'd go for that.
Wow. That's shocking, because weren't you sixth, seventh, fifth? Where were
seventh
you?
But the only reason we got in was the last game of the season against the New York Rangers. It came down to a shootout. And whoever won that game was going on to the playoffs. The other team was going home. And so they scored one goal in the shootout, and that's what put them in the playoffs. And people expected them to be bounced early, probably by the Devils, who they started against. But they've pressed on.
Now you're effing it up for everybody else.
That's what we're doing.
That's the way to do it.
First time a 7th and 8th seed ever have competed for the Eastern Conference title, by the way, Montreal and Philadelphia.
It's exciting.
It's a lot of hockey talk, I know. But still, hockey doesn't get a lot of play. It doesn't get a lot of national coverage. It doesn't get a lot of sports coverage. And I think that's sad, because it's a great game.
Yeah. I was unfortunately at a restaurant, and the game was on behind
the person you were talking to.
That's unfortunate for your wife, is what that was.
I would be looking at her and then be like glancing up at the TV. And I was like,
I
can't believe they just scored a fifth goal.
She's, hello, my eyes are down here. And you weren't looking at her cans for a change. It wasn't very different.
All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
And if you're lucky enough to get on the air with us this morning, you will get a pair of tickets to Strike Force Live on Wednesday, June the 16th at the Nokia Theater Live LA here in Los Angeles.
But you do have to fight.
Part of it. Oh, yeah. You're not just going to go watch. You have to get in the cage.
take somebody on. All right, let's begin with Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. What it do?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What it do, Elizabeth?
We're good. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, sorry. I'm in my room and it's all dark.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What are you wearing?
Well, I have two puppies next to me, so it's a lot.
You got two puppies, I bet. I bet you got two big old puppies.
And by puppies, you mean...
puppies.
Probably.
Hey, what's going on?
So anyways, I come home from a family event last night, super tired, and my TV was on HBO of random channels, because it's usually not, and it was an hour behind, too, because I had paused something and it paused.
Right. Too much information on that, but go ahead.
You're watching TV.
No, I'm not watching every TV. I turn it on.
Good God,
right when I look at it, nope, I'm coming up. I turn it on, and lo and behold, Kevin's big head comes right on my screen. I went,
what was that on for?
You were on that stupid movie Rockstar, and wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kevin Rockstar. Bean's Rockstar.
And then, like, 45 seconds later, Bean's all, like, afro head comes on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went, whoa. And I went, Mom, come over here. And she went, is that Kevin and Bean? I'm like, yup.
Yeah.
So we had a good laugh at, like, 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it, Rockstar's movie with Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston, where he plays a singer who gets picked by a Judas Priest-type rock band. He gets picked to replace the lead singer because he's in a sound-alike band.
Right.
And Kevin and Bean play musical reporters in that movie.
Yeah.
And Kevin not only has his huge head on display, but is rocking a spectacular mullet wig.
So yeah. Bad.
Yeah, no, we look good.
No, you did.
We look good. Yeah. We also recorded 75 different lines. They dropped them all. I didn't want any of them.
Now you know how it feels.
So, by the way, that movie went to and walked out of. I was in it and I walked out of it.
Well, that's not being a team player.
It was bad, though, wasn't it?
It was soup. I mean, I only watched your guys' parts. A minute and a half later, I changed the channel.
Yeah, that's
Mark Wahlberg drives the Batmobile in it. I love that part. It's awesome. He drives the Batmobile.
He does?
Yeah, he buys the Batmobile.
Who do?
I did.
All right, let's go to Eric, who had a strange weekend.
Yeah, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
What to do, Eric?
Hello.
Hey, Ralph, Lisa May. Mike.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi. So, yesterday I was beaten and flogged by a rooster.
Is that
a euphemism?
Well, the thing is I live in Pomona, and I went jogging, and somebody had a rooster that got out, and they beat and flogged me for about a block and a half while everybody...
How do they flog you?
With their wings?
Well, with their wings and their feet, that's how they fight. And there was people in their front porches laughing at this rooster, at this fowl, beating me.
Yeah, listen, I'd be laughing if I saw that.
So you got in a cockfight over the weekend.
Yeah, I was beaten by poultry.
That's illegal, man. Well, sorry to hear that. Although Pomona is rooster capital of Southern California.
All right, is it?
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm not known that.
I didn't know. I'm just saying.
Just making it up. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike. Find out what's going on with him. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? What to do?
What to do, Mike? What's happening?
All right. Calling about some midget news.
Midget news.
Midget news. Set your guys' TiVos for Wednesday, June the 2nd, 7 p.m. for a new show on Spike called Half Brawlers, midget wrestling.
Half pint brawlers.
Kevin is writing it down.
Half pint brawlers. That's a great program.
Is this an organized fight, or is this them filming them in the wild, or how does this work?
It looks to me like it's an organized fight in a ring, and I saw it on Spike when I was watching the Best of USC over the weekend, and it looks awesome.
It's not really a ring, though. It's like a playpen, right? You don't need a full-size ring.
Yeah. It's like one of those little ones that you have for a newborn.
Just throw them in a burlap sack. Right. See who crawls out.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's awesome.
That sounds like great entertainment.
Spike does some good work.
Let's go to Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
All right, let's talk about the Lakers game tonight. You think they're going to come out good defense or hold more defense again like the Thunder?
I got to tell you, it's really a frustrating team to root for, the Lakers, because you don't know who's going to show up. And for the most part, you know, they do. But if they don't show up, it can be disastrous. Yes.
But they show up eventually.
Yeah, but what about that interview Bynum had? Did you already said that? His knee is horrible, and he's not the same, but he's still going to try to play through it. Like, why would you say that against, like, the Suns? They're going to go after you now.
Unless he's setting them up, and his knee's fine.
See, that's what he wants.
Sucker punch!
That's what he wants them to think.
I doubt it. He has too many injuries. He's too young already. They're going to get Chris Bosh next year, guaranteed.
Okay. All right. We're already talking about next year now. Okay.
He's moved on.
We got to.
Well, wait till the series is over.
Yeah, why don't you just hold on?
Bosh is not bringing in no more.
All right. You still have a guy named Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
And Chris Bosh next year, guaranteed.
All right! Listen,
wow,
take
you
it
are
easy
no
next
Lakers
year.
Fan. I'm not a fan. You're already writing them off of the playoffs.
No, they're going to win this year for sure because the Magic ain't playing good at all. I see that game yesterday against Boston.
Oh, Boston drives me crazy.
I know. That would be a good rematch, though, for the finals.
Yeah.
Boston and Lakers. I love that.
Yeah, but what's going to happen next year, though?
Next year, who knows? Different. LeBron James, too, is gone, so we'll see.
All right, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I'd like you to be our new sports guy.
He's been drinking, hasn't he?
I hope so.
Really, I think
otherwise,
so.
He's got a clot somewhere.
One more. Let's go to Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do? Am I the only person anymore that cares about neon signs being burnt out?
No, I'm passionate about it, Tyler.
Wait, neon signs being burned out is what angers you?
Yes. I know. I'm like being a Spurg Lord. You know, little things like that. But
a what?
You're a turd burglar?
What?
A Spurg Lord. Asperger's.
Oh.
You don't know that term?
I don't know the term.
Asperger's, yes, but...
Yeah, well, thank you.
Wait, so spell it.
S-P-E-R.
Right.
L-O-R-D.
Spurlord.
Spurlord.
Okay, so you've got Asperger's.
But he tries to make it cool.
Yeah, he makes it cool by adding the word lord
Dude,
to it.
Dude, I'm a member of the Spurlords. Makes it sound like a biker gang.
I'm a knight in the Spurlords.
Yeah, we've got a leather jacket, sunglasses, everything.
Yeah, great.
So when the neon signs are burnt out, that bugs you?
It's because I can see that happening like in the 1950s or something, but this is 2010. Come on.
So we should have permanent neon technology is what you're saying?
I mean, what are we wasting all this money on? You know, cancer research? Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
We need some light bulbs. Let the cancer people go. Not worth it.
All right, Tyler.
Wow.
You're crazy.
One call too many people.
Need to go read a map.
Wow. How about that guy?
This is quite the start to the show.
No kidding.
That's all I got to say.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What's going on today's Kevin and Bean Show?
Well, I will tell you that just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to a certain Dewanee Johnson.
What?
From Los Angeles, California.
Is he still looking for love?
He is, yes.
Nook and Pumnub?
He is, yes. He, of course, made the video, a singles video that he put out there, and we're going to follow up and find out what kind of results he's gotten.
Okay.
He's got some more rules, though, that he'd like to put into place.
Oh, he does?
Yes. He is really narrowing his pool, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not making it easy.
Finding a young lady.
We have Dennis Leary on the program today.
Ooh.
Great.
Talking about doing stand-up. We have Matt Money Smith in the studio talking sports.
Communism, corn, yeah.
We have... gay actors playing straight roles.
Excuse me.
straight actors playing gay roles.
So we'll talk about that today. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. We have tickets for the Weenie Roast. Give you a chance to earn those in the next hour. And we have a great internet roundup for you. Maybe the best one ever.
Wow.
Maybe. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. Woo! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 5:52. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and time now for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
So what you said before wasn't going to happen at all?
Yeah, it's
coming up
the time
thing.
I figured that.
All right, man.
Do it in a minute.
Just don't lie to me. That's all I ask. I'll ask for his honesty in a relationship.
I don't have that, man. I don't have that. Dewanee Johnson is coming up just after the top of the hour. So
happy Monday morning, everybody. I hope yours is going as well as ours is this morning. All right, it's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 at the box office here at the beginning of the Showbiz Beat. Congratulations to Iron Man 2, yet again, number one at the box office this weekend. An additional $53 million.
They got my money. It was good.
Oh, you saw it? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I still haven't got a chance to see it.
Really good.
We all die.
Forward to it. Robin Hood, in its debut, did pretty well for itself. $37.1 million was good enough to make it number two. Letters to Juliet. In its debut, had a lot of girls going to it because it made...
How did I miss that?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Darn it.
Made $13.8 million. That made it number three.
I went to Robin Hood, and my wife tried to get me to go to that movie. And I was like, that movie is going to suck. There's no possible way I'm going to that one. So I go to Robin Hood. She goes to that one. She comes on. She went, that movie sucked.
Did you go,
yeah, pretty
that
much.
That was Robin Hood.
I loved it. Robin Hood. Really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Just Right, the Queen Latifah movie, debuted this weekend with $8.5 million, maybe number four.
Missed that one, too.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Lisa, you're missing all this estrogen.
I think you'll be all right.
How to Train Your Dragon was fifth, A Nightmare on Elm Street sixth, then Date Night, The Backup Plan, Furry Vengeance, and Clash of the Titans rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. I am surprised that Psycho Mike is even at work today.
Why?
I figured he would be taking the day off.
The holiday or something?
He would be mourning.
Oh, upset?
The loss of a great heavy metal legend.
Oh, sure.
Ronnie James Dio, lead singer for Rainbow, his own band, of course, Dio, and, of course, Black Sabbath was where he made his name, passed away this weekend after a six-month battle with stomach cancer. Excuse me. He was 67 years old. Apparently, his wife, Wendy, posted the information on Ronnie's website this weekend. So,
if Mike had a heart, he really would be upset right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know? If he had any emotion at all, he would really, truly be upset.
I'm upset.
Are you?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I was in mourning last night when I found out.
You should, put on black and then go to that place where everyone goes to mourn heavy metal people.
Where is that place?
The Rainbow on Sunset. That's where they're all meeting, I've heard.
You're probably right.
By the way, interesting little side fact about Ronnie James Dio. Not only was he a huge voice in rock music, but he was a little tiny little guy, mm-hmm. oddly enough. But he invented this, the horns, the heavy metal...
Is that right?
Devil's horns kind of thing, putting your two fingers up in the air like that. It turns out that was not meant to be devil's horns at all, which many people thought. It was the Malocchio, an Italian phrase to ward off the evil eye. If anyone's giving you the evil eye, you do this. You put this hand up, and that protects you against the evil eye.
I don't know how to recognize the evil eye. How do you?
Looks like this.
So yeah, it's
just, it looks pretty evil.
It's brown.
It's a brown, evil brown eye. Right. Yeah, usually, yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of music, Bret Michaels is returning to the stage. He is going to be on tour in Biloxi, Mississippi on May the 28th. This after he, of course, recovered from a brain hemorrhage a little more than a month ago.
That's like 11 days from now, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good idea. It's going to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show on Wednesday.
Right.
And then also he's going to be in the live finale of Celebrity Apprentice, because that wrapped up last night, and apparently it's him versus Holly Robinson Pete for the whole shmageki, so we'll see who wins there.
How about that?
But it may be too early to do the hemorrhage tour, don't you
right.
think?
Maybe a little scary.
Lay down for a while, put an ice pack on your head, watch some television. Do you really need to be rocking
Will
it
he
down
live?
There?
Find out.
That's right. It's a very special reality show. Regis Philbin. Mm-hmm. He's going under the knife today. Having a little operation. Surgery to remove a blood clot in his leg.
Ooh. Blood clot!
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
I need some anesthesia!
He's going to say. And Barbara Walters. Bad day to be a talk show host. She's having heart surgery. She had heart surgery last week for a misfunctioning valve. And apparently she is recovering as expected. She's going to take the summer off to recuperate. So that's one down from The View. We can just get the rest of them to have heart surgery. We can watch reruns
make its progress.
Something else. And real quickly... Do you guys remember an actor named Jan Michael Vincent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a series called Airwolf who was very popular for a short period of time. He's done a bunch of movies. He's crazy.
Didn't he get in some bad motorcycle accident?
That was Gary Busey.
Oh, okay.
Jan Michael Vincent, I think, just fried his brain with drugs.
Just lost it.
Yeah. But the nice thing is that he's not just laying down and, taking it easy. 65-year-old guy was in New Orleans, New York Post reports. Walked into a bar at the Columns Hotel with mm-hmm. some blonde. They sat at the bar, and his girlfriend started going off on tourists at the bar, screaming and yelling at them and mocking them.
Great.
They got into a fight. Another gal tried to pull a shot of whiskey out of Jan Michael's hand because he was too loaded, and he bit her.
Oh. That's not what you want.
Word is that the couple who was staying at the hotel was asked to leave the premises after 2 days of being there. They decided no longer to have them.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
I always wonder how these old actors who are just messes afford to live.
Yeah, I know.
How's Jan Michael Vincent making any money over the past 20 years?
That's a good point, because a lot of times you'll say, oh, well, maybe he or she has points on a show that's wildly successful. But even if you had ownership of Airwolf.
Right. Even if he was producer of Airwolf, what's he getting out of that?
Weird.
That is weird. The Lindsay Lohan phenomenon.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actress Nikki Reed from Twilight is 22 years old today. We need to get the bell out.
Yeah, we're getting...
We need that bell. It's like a mic. There you go. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails is 45 years old today. Actor, host Craig Ferguson turns 48 years old. Actor, comedian, friend of the show Bob Saget is 54. Actor Bill Paxton turns 55 years old today. And actor, director Dennis Hopper, who apparently is very ill but still with us, he is 74 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It sucks, but that's a good thing. British Petroleum says the siphon it's stuffed into the broken well pipe deep under the Gulf of Mexico is sucking up oil into a tanker a mile above.
This morning we were producing over 1,000 barrels of oil into the drillship Enterprise from it. So that's 1,000 barrels that isn't getting on the sea every day, so it's good progress.
Wish they could stuff something into the Iceland volcano. Its clouds of gas and ash are interrupting air travel in Europe again. In Amsterdam, London, Gatwick. Smoke in the cockpit diverted a New York to LAX flight. Landing in D.C., fire out, nobody hurt. How many jobs, Antonio? Well, the city council may go for 1,700 L.A. layoffs as the budget numbers keep bouncing around. Pasadena may bounce onto the boycott bandwagon, and there'll be pickets at the Laker games because Phil Jackson said he didn't think the Arizona law on immigration was that bad an idea. The forecast drizzle off and on, mostly in the 60s. 58 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
Hey. The band's playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Coming up, it is the world-famous K-Rock right now at 6:06. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time to talk to one of our favorite listeners, Dewan A. Johnson from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Dewan.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
Hi, you sound happy you today. Doing? How are you?
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, good.
Wide awake.
Yeah, my weekend was great. I went to a Carn concert at past Saturday night.
Oh, Carney. Right?
I was having a good time.
You love that band, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
And I hope they're one their songs to play on 90210 someday.
You hope that band's songs get on 90210?
Yeah, one their songs like Love Me, Chase Me.
Right. I hope that makes it.
Yeah, that'd be great if your two favorite things in the world came together.
Oh, yes.
Be like chocolate and peanut butter.
You're the chocolate part, right? Now, Dewan, you did make a singles video where you're kind of on camera and you're selling yourself and you're looking for, you know, just some potential dates.
Yeah, and they make me throw a kiss.
Yeah, you threw a kiss at the camera. That was a nice touch, I thought.
Right, they said, blow a kiss to the camera, and you did.
Yeah, it was
nice.
So it's something for the ladies to look at to get to know you a little bit better, and in the hopes that perhaps you can find a couple dates out of it, right?
And I hope it happens too.
All right,
we all hope it happens.
I'm going to play a part of it again, just so, you know, in case people didn't hear it then would hear it now and respond. So this is you, Dewan, doing a video for a dating service.
Yeah. What's your name?
Dewan Ermir Johnson, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm single.
Okay, can you do that exact same thing, but start from the beginning?
Hello, ladies. I'm Dewan Ermir Johnson from Los Angeles, California. I'm 27 years old, and I'm single. My sign is Scorpio.
What are some of the things that you absolutely wouldn't tolerate in a woman?
Like, I don't like ladies like start smoking and drinking.
What are some of the things you have to offer a potential girlfriend?
Some gifts.
Can you give us some examples?
Like, since I don't have my own car, she can, like, start taking me as a chauffeur.
That's the gift you're going to give her? All right, and can you say one last thing for us into the camera?
Yes.
Airtight? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm tight, and I'm straight.
That's true. Both are true.
Straight and tight.
Straight and tight. That's Dewan. How do you think that came out, Dewan?
It came out good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
I think so, too. Now, have you had any response?
I haven't heard from anybody yet. Why they just email you guys to let you guys know? You can let me know.
So you want us to kind of collect the responses for you and filter them out?
Yeah, or they can try to find me on Facebook to add me.
Right, we were curious about that because it seems like there's an extra step in there. Maybe they could just go right to the Facebook page. Tell them how to find you on Facebook.
It's Dewan Ermir Johnson.
How do you spell?
And they can also can Twitter me too.
Okay, fantastic. And how do you spell your middle name?
It's a A-M-E-E-R.
A-M-E-E-R. Amir. Okay. Fair enough. Dawan, D-A-W-A-N.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Great.
Now but they can talk to you directly. Now, you've been kind of texting Mike back and forth. I know one of the things that might be a problem is that you're asking for a white Christian girl from San Pedro, but you don't live you're 30 miles away from San Pedro.
Yeah, and I haven't went out there for a while. I'm going to start going out there. Just take me a walk.
You're going to take a walk around San Pedro?
30 miles.
Yeah, stand up here and take a look at the view of the Koreanville.
At Koreanville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jessica Martinez and Laura Fernandez, and I hope that you girls listen to this today.
Woo!
And I hope you're up.
Yeah, right. okay, so.
Because I'm still your friend.
Right. So you're going to go to Pedro, you're going to walk around, and then you're going to hope to bump into some women, the kind that you like, right?
I'm a little nervous.
Of course.
Well, sure. Sure. Of course.
I hope those some girls don't recognize me, who I am. I'm from the Kevin DeMaine Show on K-Rock.
Yeah, you don't want to get mobbed down in San Pedro when they start, recognizing you.
Why they just try to email me?
Okay, that'll be the first step. We'll tell ladies to email you.
That seems like the best plan.
I can give you my email address by email you guys.
Okay,
I cannot say over the air. It's private.
Yeah, don't say it over the air.
You give it to us off the air, and then if we think they're good candidates, you're okay with us giving them your email address?
Yeah, that will be okay.
Okay, now, because one of the things we were concerned about is that you were texting back and forth with Mike, and you kind of gave him the impression that if a girl was interested, she would have to come to you. She would have to drive the 30 miles to your house to meet you.
And we can talk online together.
Right. Sure.
On the phone, texting, online, yeah.
We're just worried that you're cutting down on your options because it has to be a single white Christian girl, San Pedro. That's
and so probably it doesn't matter, like somewhere else in the LA area. Every weekend I'm free.
Okay.
I don't work on the weekends.
Okay.
So you're not locked into San Pedro as a location?
Yes, I am. I'm still. Yes.
You're locked in.
So
it's got
to
be San Pedro.
Okay.
All right, so maybe you'll meet a nice white Christian dock worker.
So they have to drive to your house, and then no drinking, no smoking.
One of Jessica Martinez and Laura Fernandez.
All right,
Jessica. Co-workers.
All right. We covered that.
So they have to drive, no drinking, no smoking.
Yes.
Okay, look, I'm just saying you're narrowing down the pool.
And they get the gift of being able to drive you around, which is nice, and they have to be compatible with a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
We got it.
I think we've covered it. All right. So
maybe a Gemini.
So contact Dawan on Facebook if you'd like to.
Or a Taurus.
But you're going to have to drive. Just understand what's going on on the way in. You're going to drive.
Or Virgo.
You're going to go to his house, and you're going to play video games. I think that's what you said, right, Dawan?
Yes, but sometimes I can drive. I haven't rented a car for a while, guys.
I didn't
and
think
it's
you...
hard for me to save me some money to buy my own car.
Yeah, they're expensive, sure.
I didn't know you had your driver's
license.
Do you
have a license?
Yeah, it's going to be expired on my 29th birthday next year, so I'm going to have to renew it earlier
next
year.
When was the last time you drove?
Take a new picture.
Yeah, a new picture would be great with that new hairdo of yours.
Dreadlocks later on.
Yeah.
Rocking the dreads.
When was the last time you drove, Dawan?
Since early of 2007.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good.
3 years off.
I'm sure it's still good.
I drove a Toyota RAV4.
It's just like riding a bike.
Don't forget. It was awesome, yeah.
It was awesome. All right. So you save up a little money. Maybe you rent a car.
Yeah, and I need to try to save up money so I can go to Atlanta, Georgia to visit my cousin out there in the South.
Okay.
This summer, yeah.
All right. Good luck with that.
So this won't be a serious relationship if you're heading to Georgia sometime soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dawan, we're just trying to get all the rules down. We want to make sure we're playing by the right rules.
You can just hear when he loses interest in us at one point in the conversation.
No problem, dude.
No problem. Either.
Jessica and Laura. Help you listen to
this. Right. 90210. Right.
Co-worker.
Carney.
Carney.
All right.
All right, Dawan, you're the best.
Peace out
to you. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to win tickets for the K-Rock Weedy Roast. Coming up, we're going to play Stump Rodney.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. About 10 minutes. It has to be trivia about any one of the bands that are performing.
Okay. So you have to know the answer to your question.
Correct, yes.
See if you can stump.
We shouldn't have to say that, but we do.
Legendary DJ Rodney Bingenheimer.
Sublime with Rome, Stone Temple Pilots, Hole, Silver Sun Pickups, Devo, Paramore, Deftones, Spoon, Chevelle, Cage the Elephant, The Dirty Heads, Against Me, The Temper Trap, and Passion Pit. If you have any kind of a trivia question about any of those bands, Rodney will not be stumped. He knows all.
Well, he's a musical legend.
So we're going to give you a chance to do that coming up here in about 10 minutes. First, it is time for Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Liz May.
Hi, Harvey.
How was the weekend?
It was really good. How was yours?
Very good. Thank you.
Harvey, I have to tell you, I'm very excited about the news I saw on TMZ.com that Rachel Yucatel has signed a deal with Playboy magazine.
How about that?
Oh, finally, the rest of us get to see what David Boreanaz and Tiger Woods have been enjoying.
So, interestingly, put a poll up, and...
yeah, that's so what she said.
No.
Oh, what? What?
80% of the people would not buy the issue, but 61% would look.
Oh, then they're just slackers. They're just going to look in the newsstand and put it back. Yeah.
All they are is she's cheap.
No. And you know what they are? They're liars.
Yeah.
That's what they are. So what's the deal that she's got with Playboy? What are the details?
So it's funny because we did this. We do TMZ Live every day at 1:30.
Right.
And we had Rachel Yucatel on Friday. And so we asked her the question, would you ever consider posting for Playboy? And she started hedging. And you could just tell there was something going on there.
Right.
Because there was a long, long pause. So we found out that she has made a deal with them. She's supposed to do it in 3 weeks. There will be top but not bottom nudity.
It's the bogus celebrity.
I'm delivering the news.
All right.
Okay? And she can still back out of it if she wants, but right now it's a go.
All right. Seems good.
And it's funny because we talked to her, you know, she's... We started this war among mistresses unwittingly, but she was basically saying that some of these women were doing this just for fame. They're just using it to become famous.
Not
well,
her.
All of these mistresses came out and started attacking Rachel. I mean, it's like the Mistresses Club. I mean, you should see this thing.
Oh, I love
all of them have come out of the woodwork.
This giant women fight.
Is she still, is really she still is. Being rep by Gloria Allred, Harvey?
Yeah, I mean, I think she is. Yeah,
I mean, I can answer Gloria... that. Are there still cameras?
I don't know whether Gloria made the Playboy deal. She may have, but you know, I know Rachel's getting money for it. But you know, Gloria's the one that got the $10 million deal.
Rachel is the hottest of Tiger Woods' mistresses, right?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Okay, by far, right?
Yeah.
All right. She has all her teeth.
No.
That could be key.
Yes.
Let's talk about Michael Jackson's doctor. This is a strange story.
Oh my God. So I'm at the gym Saturday, minding my own business, right? And the phone rings, and I get this call. We get this tip. There is a midair emergency going from Houston to Phoenix. A woman passes out, right? And so they say over the loudspeaker, is there a doctor on board? And Murray jumps up. And now I swear. So Murray goes over to her. I do not know where he got it from.
So it's Dr. Conrad Murray. Did the stewardess say, is there anyone else on board that's a doctor? Are there any other doctors available?
No, you're going to love this.
All right.
So he leans over. She's passed out. And mm-hmm. Very weak pulse. And
he administered propofol right away.
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
But he somehow got an IV.
From where?
I don't know. I don't know whether
from the beverage cart.
I don't.
What's that?
I don't.
Are you sure it wasn't like a juice box?
No, it was. He gave her an IV
of what?
I don't know.
Clamato juice.
It may have been in the kit. There may have been a kit there. I don't know whether he had a doctor back. All I know is he gave her an IV.
Okay.
And so they made an emergent, and she kind of got revived. And so, you know, he may have saved her life. I mean, she had a really weak pulse. So they took her to the hospital. We find her, and she tells us. Now, I mean, this is just what she's telling us, but she doesn't know. She's this 20-something-year-old woman. And she says, I opened my eyes, and I saw an IV in my arm, and I saw this man over me who said, you may have recognized, you may recognize me. I'm Michael Jackson's doctor.
Why would he say that?
I don't know, but that's what she said. And it's just, I mean, can you imagine?
No, of all people. Of all people, to open your eyes and see that guy.
You think
no.
You're a goner at that moment.
No, I don't want that guy. Isn't there anyone else
like
who can help
me? Like the Grim
me?
Reaper. So might as well be sitting there with a hood and a sickle.
But he may have saved your life. Who knows?
Right, but well, if you're him, don't you not lead with the Michael Jackson thing? I mean, isn't that the kind of thing that maybe you put lower on the resume?
I you know, this is what she says. I can't confirm that with him. But, you know, when she told it to us, I said, this cannot be. And then I thought, this crazy world, who knows?
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's the only doctor on board.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's so
that,
great.
That's a tough choice.
And of course, then we, you know, I assumed, and it only took about 40 minutes, but of course, people started taking cell phone pictures, so we have a picture up on the site.
Nice.
Of course. On the plane. Oh,
of
my
course.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You have people anyway. Everywhere, Harvey. You scare us. Anything else you're working on?
Yeah.
What are you
breaking today?
Guys, I mean, I don't know if you've been reading about it, but this is such an incredible story. Do you know this Juan Carlos Cruz story, the guy from the Food Network? Have you heard about this?
Yeah,
he was the calorie caballero or something. What was
That's
his
right.
name on the show? And he hired some homeless dudes to kill his wife, right?
Well, that's the allegation, and he got arrested. So guess what we did on Saturday?
You killed his wife.
No. I mean, we figured. I mean, we knew that the homeless guys were in Santa Monica, right?
Right.
So, and what they did was the police wired these homeless guys, and when Juan Carlos went back to them, he, you know, and discussed the plot, and he was going to, basically the plot, by the way, was slit her throat as she was getting in his car, just
yeah.
jump up and slit her throat.
Wow.
And that,
yeah.
That's what they say. So anyway, so the cops wired this and they got the conversation. So we figured, you know, where are these guys going? They're going to con with Lindsay, you know, so we figured they'd still be around Santa Monica. So one of my guys went out there in Santa Monica, the first three homeless guys, they're the guys.
You're
what?
Kidding.
We
really?
Found them. We found them.
You just walked up to random homeless
well,
guys and the
figured,
first three
I,
ones.
I figured how many homeless guys would be in that area. I mean, we could one would lead us to another. I figured
wow.
it would be. I mean, wouldn't you think it would be the topic of conversation among them?
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it took it quickly, and we got them, and we got them on tape, and they go through it. It's on the site. They go through the whole plan, but it is just crazy. Just crazy.
That's not a professional way to have someone knocked off. You know what I mean?
It's bizarre. There's something more to this story, I'm telling you. There's something way more to this story.
So there's a huge piece missing that you need to find
I
out.
I think so. Well, because initially he had told them that this woman, that it turns out to be his wife, had got a big inheritance and he wanted the inheritance. There was no inheritance. So that story is bogus.
Oh, I
see. So there's something else, and I don't know what the something else is, but it's just got to be something big.
The thing is, she won't shut up while he's trying to watch television.
There you go.
That's
could
what it is.
There you go.
That could be it, by the way.
Women.
All right, Harvey Levin, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. TMZ.com, TMZ TV. Check your local listings, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Bye, Harvey.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, Rodney on the Rock Show.
Hang on, Rodney.
Welcome to the Rodney and the Rock Show. I have some Ramones coming up
Hold
next.
On. We have the Weenie Roast coming up
like
Saturday,
pigeons.
June 5th. It is sold out. Thanks to everybody for buying tickets.
All right, Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Rodney is, of course, a longtime DJ here in Los Angeles. Loves the 80s music. First DJ to play Van Halen.
I love the 80s.
First DJ to play the Bad Religion, Blondie, the Ramones a bunch.
Yeah. Go-Go's.
Had a nightclub at one point.
He's Rodney's English Disco.
Really for about 30 years a fixture in Los Angeles and knows knows everything that there is to know.
I hate the 90s.
About every band. So your job is to stump Rodney. That's what your job is to do.
Yeah, wigwam, bam.
All right, Spandau Ballet.
Nope, that doesn't even make
answer.
Sense.
That's the answer.
There was no question.
Oh.
All right. Let's start with
Who
Robert.
Who was Spandau Ballet?
I don't know.
Put it in question form.
Let's start with Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rodney.
Hi.
Stump Rodney. Hi. Good luck.
My question is, what country are the Temper Trap from?
Berlin.
No, it's Australia.
Not a country.
Berlin Terry Nunn, the lead singer.
Okay. Hold on. You're in the drawing, Robert, okay? Wow. Somebody stumped Rodney already. What are the chances of that?
Berlinistan.
Man.
Country?
No. Blake.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's up, Rodney?
That's right. Who was Courtney Love married to?
Who was Courtney Love married to? Very difficult question.
Buster Poindexter.
I don't think that's correct. Blake, was she indeed married to Buster Poindexter?
No, it was Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, yeah.
Everybody's hot, hot, hot.
Is that does that ring a bell? Kurt
Buster
Cobain?
Poindexter song.
Rodney, does that ring a bell?
New York Dolls.
Kurt Cobain? Oh,
David Johansen.
All right. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, Rodney.
Hi.
Here's an easy one. What does Devo's name stand for? Okay.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
How would Devo stand for Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Sign language.
Doesn't even make sense.
I'm sorry, but the answer is de-evolution.
De-evolution.
All
right.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Flock of seagulls.
Stop, Rodney. Rodney, your answers are supposed to have some kind of tie-in to the question.
Do I win?
Maybe we didn't explain that clearly.
I love the 80s.
Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hi. Stump Rodney.
Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
Where did the Silver Sun pickups get their name?
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
did they get their name from Terrence Trent D'Arby?
No, not exactly.
They did
from a
not.
Liquor store on Sunset Boulevard.
A liquor store. All right.
Was Terrence Trent D'Arby in the liquor store?
I thought you knew everything, Rodney.
I do.
That's how we always sell it. We always sell it. You're an encyclopedia. You're not even up for it. You can't win.
All right.
Fernando, hi.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Stump Rodney.
What city are the Deftones from?
Right.
What city are the Deftones from?
Belinda Carlisle.
It's not a city. That's a person.
Carlisleville.
Is it Carlisleville?
No, Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Oh.
Sacramento? Okay. Rodney, anything?
Yes. Carlisle.
Yeah, all right. Let's do one more. It's Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Is this Brittany Spears? All right.
I don't think so.
All right.
All right, Brittany. I think this may be the easiest question yet, so I think Rodney may get it, but let's give it a shot.
Who was the original singer of Sublime?
The Boomtown Rats.
It's just not.
All right. I don't like Mondays.
It just doesn't have anything to do with Sublime.
All right. Bob Geldof.
Is that correct, Brittany?
No, it was Brad Knoll.
Brad Knoll.
Blondie?
No. She just gave you the answer. She just said Brad Knoll.
Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Why do you keep saying things? She gave you the correct answer.
Did I win?
All right. Lisa, you do the drawing, and we will find out exactly who's got the tickets.
All right. Winner is John.
All right.
John wanted to know what Devo standed for.
Sinead O'Connor.
It was Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
All right.
John, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Tickets to the Weenie Roast 2010 on June 5th.
Soft sell.
And thanks for playing the game.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pam.
Sort of need that at the end, doesn't it?
It does.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 5 minutes till 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here to take a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Monday morning, so we always start things off by looking at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise, Iron Man still number one. Iron Man 2 made $53 million over the weekend. Not the $4 billion it made on its opening weekend. Still
no.
Not too shabby. Robin Hood came in at number two. A little over $37 million. Letters to Juliet was third, then Just Right, also in its debut weekend. How to Train Your Dragon was fifth. A Nightmare on Elm Street came in at number six. Date Night, The Backup Plan, Furry Vengeance, and Clash of the Titans were your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Claudia Schiffer and her husband, Matthew Vaughn. They're welcoming a new baby girl into the world. Yesterday, she was born in London. People have confirmed the baby, whose name was not yet revealed. Oh, I hope it's for Micah. Was delivered at London's Portland Hospital, and apparently mom and daughter are just doing well. This is the third child for Claudia Schiffer and her husband, Matthew Vaughn. They have a son, Casper.
Oh.
Casper.
Sorry, what?
Casper is their son's name.
Right.
He is pale, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's very nice.
Sure.
He's like a friendly ghost.
Right.
And Clementine is their daughter.
What?
All right.
Casper and Clementine. Oh, come on, chlamydia. For the new girl. Of course, Matthew was the director of this year's, one of my favorite movies this year's, Kick-Ass.
Ah.
He was the director of that. So Good year for Claudia and her husband. Remember when Claudia Schiffer was involved with David Copperfield?
Yeah, that was weird.
Forever?
That was weird.
That was a strange relationship.
She's already back in shape, too. That's a strange thing.
Yeah, I know. She had it yesterday, and she lost 40 pounds last night.
It's crazy. I don't know how they do it.
New TV news.
Nude?
New TV news. Everybody is talking about the fall season as the networks start to announce shows they have picked up, shows that will be back with us, shows that will not be back with us. And sad news for Heroes fans. NBC has announced that Heroes has been canceled.
That's just not good.
That was a slow and lingering death for that show.
Yeah, that lost all of us at some point, didn't it?
Yeah, it became not as good as it was. Fox has announced they are developing a new animated TV series based on Napoleon Dynamite. Woo! Oh. Just in time to capitalize on all that Napoleon Dynamite hype.
They're cashing in at the right time.
They're going to just jump on that 2004 bandwagon.
The momentum of that is crazy right now.
And give us the animated Napoleon Dynamite. The good news is John Heder will be returning as the voice of Napoleon. Efren Ramirez will be Pedro. Aaron Rule will return as Kip Dynamite. And John Grease as Uncle Rico. So it looks like the original cast will be back, and they'll probably put it in that Sunday night animation lineup along with The Simpsons and Family Guy and The Cleveland Show. So for you Napoleon Dynamite fans, you've got that to look forward
to. Those of you that are out there just dying for more.
Oh. Surprised they never made a sequel to that movie. It did well enough, you think?
Yeah.
It did, but doesn't it kind
sequel
of strike,
be warranted?
Strike you as just kind of a moment in time?
Napoleon goes to college?
Almost
it's
like,
never stopped him before.
Yeah, I know, but almost like they burned the whole concept already.
I think that character, there was plenty left situations you could put him in and get funny stuff out of him. Hell, they've sequelized less reasonable films.
Yeah, but they're bad.
Mostly. Usually, yeah. Kiss bassist Gene Simmons in the news again, believe it or not.
Really? Did he say something about how great the band is?
He didn't. Oh. In this particular case, he is being sued by an employee of ESPN. Her name is Victoria Jackson. She is a makeup artist. Apparently, Gene and Kiss drummer Eric Singer visited the network to appear on SportsCenter in November in 2009, and she claims that Gene rubbed his groin up against her, grinded up against her while he was visiting the studios and she was working and applying their makeup.
Is that how you do it?
That's how he does it.
You just rub up against him?
Lisa may have had that experience here.
That is how he does it.
When he came into the studio.
And
Alex.
And Amy.
And every other woman.
Gene, you wouldn't just walk into a place and do that.
And be inappropriate.
No, I'm innocent of all charges. If I were to have bumped my crotch into that woman, she would be shattered in half like glass. So it's impossible.
Wow.
All right. She's suing Gene for $185,000. I guess that is the price of a grope these days.
That's unusually calm.
Now, this is my favorite part of this story. Gene's defense, say his lawyers, that they say it's impossible for Gene to have made this inappropriate advance towards the girl because he was in full costume at the time, and when he's in costume, he has a large codpiece over his groin. Therefore, the assault could not have happened because there's no way he could have actually have grinded his penis into her.
So,
because there was a codpiece between him and her.
So grinding the costume into her is acceptable?
Apparently. There was no actual unit involvement.
I might like that.
Yeah. So you got that going for you.
All right.
Oh, are you excited?
Yeah. About
Justin Bieber being on Ellen today?
No.
Oh, he's going to be on Ellen. Justin Bieber.
Yeah, great.
You got the Bieber fever?
No. Do not.
Apparently, Ellen asked him on today's show if he's dating anyone. And he says he is dating around, but Miley Cyrus is one of the girls that he is seeing.
How old is he?
16.
She's 16?
17, I believe.
She's 25.
Yeah,
are you
really?
Kidding?
Yeah. Inside where it counts, she's a 45-year-old alcoholic chain smoker.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, Justin, maybe get a little lap dance action now that she feels comfortable with that.
I got to tell you, there's no possible way his career can go up from here.
No.
He has peaked.
Yep.
At 16.
He is Leif Garrett. That's what happens. And soon he will be sitting in a subway with heroin in his shoe at some point.
Like 2 years from now.
Oh, make it so. That'd be so funny. I can't wait to see him at like 50 with the same stupid haircut, but it's like all gray and
still singing the same songs.
He's all hollow-eyed and alcoholic and yeah, it'll be good times. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor, director, photographer. 60s icon Dennis Hopper is 74 years old today. He, of course, is suffering with prostate cancer, but we wish him the best, although outlook is grim.
Yeah.
That's what the story is about Dennis Hopper, which is a shame. Actor Bill Paxton is 55 years old today. Very popular show, Big Love, on HBO. Bob Saget turns 54 years old today. Craig Ferguson is 47 years old. Nikki Reed from Twilight turns 22 years old today. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails is 45. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and on the way, we have Internet Roundup, a very good one today. Very good. And we also have Matt Money Smith coming in to talk sports.
Sports.
And we have Dennis Leary on the program. So that's coming up as well. First, let's talk about this this story that has exploded about gay actors who cannot play straight roles.
Big controversy in Newsweek magazine. A reporter by the name of Rabin Sidaday wrote an article called Straightjacket about the fact that heterosexual actors can play gay, in his opinion, but it never works in reverse when a gay actor tries to play a straight role. And apparently he takes to task the new Broadway production of an old 60s musical called Promises, Promises, which currently stars Christian Chenoweth, who you may have seen on Glee recently, and Sean Hayes, who is famously known as Jack from Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
In the play, he plays an advertising executive who loves the ladies and is quite the ladies' man and is wildly in love with his coworker. And this guy says that the reason the show doesn't work is because no one buys Sean Hayes as a straight man, and that gay actors, first of all, should never come out of the closet. They should stay in the closet if they want to work.
This is a gay author that wrote this.
And apparently the writer is gay, yeah.
Okay.
And he says gay actors should stay in the closet, and gay actors who are openly gay should never try to play heterosexual roles.
Really?
Yes. And it's sparked a big debate. I mean, GLAAD, as you can imagine, the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Defamation League has gotten involved. And Kristen Chenoweth wrote a scathing response to this article, and a lot of people are quite upset.
It seems like you went pretty far. I mean, it seems like it's a case-by-case basis to me.
Yeah, there is a thing called acting, which is what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. He says across the board that anytime a gay actor tries to play straight, it falls flat unless they're playing some wild stereotype of a straight person, a wild characterization like Portia de Rossi does or Neil Patrick Harris on How I Met Your Mother. He plays, you know, an exaggerated prototype of like an alpha male who's constantly bedding women. They can play those larger than life sort of campy, funny characters.
But they're supposed to be real.
Right, but they can never pull off a realistic depiction of a straight person.
Think of Portia de Rossi. You really would never buy her in a romantic comedy.
She pays straight all the time.
I would buy her in everything.
As far as I know, she's only played straight characters.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's always believable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how, I don't know how to say this correctly, this probably isn't the way, but how gay you are. I think it really does matter, like,
well, your public, I don't think it's about how gay you are.
Your public persona, how much it's out there. Sean Hayes, for example, has played gay, is gay, came out gay, and there's a lot of gay around him, so you go, well, maybe he can't pull it off.
There are a lot of very gay men who don't act swishy, who don't have a behavior that is easily identifiable as whatever the stereotype may be of a gay person.
Right, but I'm saying if you do have a lot of that,
yeah, Sean Hayes may not be one of those people.
Then it's going to be harder to play a straight role.
Don't you find it kind of ridiculous that he is criticizing a Broadway show where how many men sing and dance on Broadway that are gay and play straight?
Yeah, but
it's been going on forever on Broadway.
Yeah, but most,
no one has ever not believed
it. Well, because I think Sean Hayes may not have the chops or whatever to pull it off.
Maybe he's not a good enough actor.
That's what I think the problem is. Because there have been tons of gay leading men on Broadway who always romantic leading roles who have pulled it off.
We're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067 if you can give us an example of one, either way.
If you agree or disagree with this point, we'd love to have the debate because I think it's an interesting one.
There are a lot of heterosexual guys who play gay,
and he says that's fine; they can get away with that.
The fat guy on Modern Family, straight guy.
Yes, right.
Dexter, what's his name? Michael C. Hall, mm-hmm. used to play gay on 6 Feet Under.
Yes.
Yeah, did a great job.
This
guy also makes a point of saying that Jonathan Groff, who this year has played Jesse, the love interest for Lea Michele's character on Glee.
Yes.
He is gay. He's an openly gay Broadway actor.
Okay.
He was in a show called Spring Awakening. And says doesn't pull it off, doesn't look the least bit believable as her love interest on that show because
more.
He is completely gay. I did not know the guy was gay. I'm not a big Broadway guy.
I didn't either.
But I watched those. I watched the show every week, and I thought he was completely believable in that role.
I think it matters a lot how far your gaydar is pinned by that person.
Well,
and I think it's on a case-by-case basis. Some people, they pretty much keep their sexuality to themselves. They don't really... They're not overtly anything, and they can play anything.
Well, that's sort of the Tom Cruise question, then. If somebody's
who is straight, who is completely
straight,
by the
way. Yeah,
has nothing having to do with gay.
Nobody's straighter than he is.
Straight.
He's the opposite. When you look at gay, the opposite would be Tom Cruise.
I'm saying his personal life has gotten to be such a big deal that some people find him hard to buy in any movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Where but I also think Tom Cruise isn't that great an actor.
That's true as well. He's not.
I mean, there's a lot of people
who does not disappear into roles.
Whose
ever.
Personal life was larger than life. For an example, some people say the greatest American film actor in the past 50 years was a guy named Marlon Brando.
Right.
Now, this guy was a lunatic.
Yeah.
He lived on an island. He ate himself to death. There's a lot of controversy surrounding him and his family. His son killed a guy. And he was in courtrooms all the time. But when he did a film, you never saw Marlon Brando. You saw whatever character he was portraying, whether it was Godfather or Apocalypse Now.
He was brilliant.
He was always able to overcome whatever his public persona was. And I think it's just a matter of being talented enough to overcome that or not.
Or to not have that strong of, what do you call it, of a persona out there. I mean, do you think George Clooney, for example, who I think is a great actor, super heterosexual, always with supermodel. Do you think you could play gay as easy as, you know, somebody else
Tom
that you don't
Hanks
know that much
it.
About?
Yeah, I think
Tom
so.
Hanks you did
think
it, it was great.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I do think it is easier for straight men to play gay.
Than
just
it
because
is for...
I think society has an easier time accepting straight people than it does gay people. I think gay people still wig a certain percentage of the population out a little bit. And I think when they see a gay guy that they know is gay, they have already got some issues in their own mind to deal with when they watch a film. If you're watching Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, you know it's Tom Hanks. He's straight. You're comfortable with that. So you're allowing yourself to believe whatever you want to believe about him.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are talking about an article that was in the Newsweek magazine talking about how gay guys have a very hard time playing straight roles.
Paints with a pretty broad brush saying that all gay actors can't play straight romantic, especially leading men, and gay actors should stay in the closet and shouldn't come out and be openly gay, which apparently the writer is gay. It sounds like it would just set back gay rights 20 years.
And listen to what he said about Cynthia Nixon with Sex and the City. He said the only reason she could pull that off was that she was married at that time. If she had come out, there's no way that she could have pulled off that
role. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
All right, let's go to Liz. She has a comment. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I was just calling because I think that Ian McKellen is a great example of someone who is openly homosexual and is an amazing actor.
Yeah, he can play anything.
He can play anything.
Yeah, definitely. So he's really diverse in his, you know, acting abilities, and I don't agree with that article at all.
Yeah, I did not believe him as Gandalf because he's gay and say, well, there's no way. No gay wizards in Middle Earth.
So it's a mixture of your public persona and how good an actor you are. On a case-by-case basis, I would say.
And the caliber of work that you do as well. You know, you guys were talking about Martin and Brando. It just really depends, but I don't think that that's a big umbrella to say all gay actors don't.
Right.
You know, that doesn't make sense to me.
Although McKellen has the advantage of being British, and they all seem a little fruity, even the straight ones. So he can pull it off. It's a little easier for him.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi.
What about Kevin Spacey? I mean, he's a guy who can play anything. He's one of the best actors working today.
That's a great example, but has he ever come out?
He's never publicly come out, no.
No, you're right. He's never publicly come out. But I think if you're a good enough actor, like you guys were saying, you can transcend that. You know, you disappear into your character.
But here's my question. It's not a question, it's a statement. It might be easier for him to do that because he hasn't come out.
That's what the author's point was.
Publicly.
That if Kevin Spacey came out and said, I am gay, openly gay, and did an interview about it, it would be harder for us to buy him in movies as a straight
guy. Well, but I disagree with that. I think that
I do too.
If you have a good, you're good enough actor, you can transcend anything. But I think if it's group of people out there who are only going to focus on your sexuality.
Right. I think Ralph made an excellent point, which is if you are a really good actor and someone still doesn't buy it, it says more about them than you as an actor.
Yeah, I think there's a transition period that's going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think people will start to get more comfortable with openly gay actors, and this will become less of an issue.
Well, it also depends on where you live. You know, here on the West Coast and on the East Coast, we're more open to that. We don't see somebody as gay. We see who they are as a person, if you like them, if you don't, if they're a great actor, a great singer. Their sexuality has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I guess maybe in the big cities it is a little more tolerated.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Shannon, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jay, who is on the line. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a different opinion. I don't agree with the article, but okay. I think it's harder to sell someone like Sean Hayes as a straight man because of his breakout role. He broke out as a gay person.
Mm-hmm. Because we came to know him that way.
Exactly. So by the same token, it's hard for me to see Eric McCormack in a straight role, and he is a straight actor. So that's more to do with the roles they play, not their actual sexuality.
It also has to do with some confusion on your part. Because McCormack was never gay, but played it.
But even when he played gay, he didn't play it as very like flaming. He wasn't like a flaming gay character.
But still, it has to do with how you identify a person in a breakout role. Bob Saget has the same problem.
People
think of him as the dad. They think of him as like this, you know, wholesome dad character. Right. When they hear a stand-up, they're surprised.
Well, this may be your problem more than it is theirs. How about Michael C. Hall, as Lisa mentioned, played gay on 6 Feet Under and then plays a straight serial killer as Dexter.
He was also the lead in Cabaret on Broadway.
That's true.
Michael C. Hall.
So do you have trouble accepting him as a straight actor?
At the very beginning, I had a little bit of trouble. It's just surprising, but it's just about believability. It's not really about whether they're straight or gay.
Hmm. Can you buy them in that role? And it has to be a case by case basis.
It has to be a case by case basis. I agree.
All right.
Were you shocked when Superman was in a wheelchair? Did that weird you out?
Did you knew him as a flyer?
I thought he was invulnerable. But do they have a kryptonite wheelchair?
Hey, it's Scott from SCP.
We're playing a little show called Mini Roast, and you can win your way in all this week.
Listen for tickets every hour on the hour. Sublime with Rome, Paramore, Hole, Summertime. Deftones, Silver Sun Pickups, and more. Now whip it! Kick off the summer with K-Rock on two stages. K-Rock Winnie Roast. Tickets are on sale now. Check in every hour for your chance to win. Proceeds benefit local charities. Thanks to the bands in LA. K-Rock.com. On the cutting edge. Now streaming. Biatch.
On this edition of Study Abroad, we'll be reporting from Berlin.
Deutsche Studenten finden Santa Monica College ganz große Klasse.
From Tokyo.
日本からの生徒は最初の2年をサンタモニカカレッジで過ごしてから UCLA に編入します。
And from Hong Kong.
Santa Monica College 的学生在夏天仍然能够享受到凉快的海风。
Amazing. From Germany, Japan, China, Sweden, Korea, they all say go where the world goes. Santa Monica College, more students from more countries.California's number one transfer college. Santa Monica College Summer Session. Still only $26 a unit for California residents. Take that course you need to graduate. Sign up for summer and stick around for fall. Our students ride the big blue bus at no cost. Any line, any time with SMC ID. Blue skies and cool breezes, no extra charge. More info at smc.edu or text SMC to 69106. That's SMC to 69106.
Tom Torlakson is a candidate for superintendent of public instruction who has taken his classroom experience as a science teacher to fight for our kids and schools. As a legislator, Tom Torlakson promoted successful preschool programs and fought to make schools safer. And now he's leading the fight to protect funding for smaller class sizes and to reduce the dropout rate. As superintendent, Tom Torlakson wants quality neighborhood schools for all students.He wants to restore art and music so kids get a well-rounded education. And he'll make sure that school districts don't waste precious dollars, but work to meet the highest of standards for students. We urge you to vote June 8th for Tom Torlakson. He'll put our neighborhood schools first. Paid for by Torlakson for Superintendent of Public Instruction 2010, with funding from teachers and school employees, California Teachers Association, Independent Expenditure Committee, and California Federation of Teachers COPE Committee. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
LAHalfOff.com.
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 No matter who you are or what you're into, we've got the killer deals for you. From fitness to a fantastic smile, relax and unwind to wine and dine, a day out with the family to a romantic night out. Whatever you're into, why pay more when you can pay half? It's all at LAHalfOff.com.
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 Kevin and Bean.
K. Kevin and Bean.
R. Kevin and Bean.
O. Kevin and Bean.
Q. The world famous Q Rock.
Well, this is how it starts. Two lovers in the dark, on the run from the one that they call. Share sparks, six guns by the side, and bullets round their waist. Two shots to the sky, signal sign for the chase. The safe was nearly empty, and they were nearly free, but was seen by the good eye of the mean Billy Queen. And he screamed at the top of his lungs, they're on the run. It's the two outsiders, grab your horses and your guns.
I said I wish that we could stay here, but I fear our time has come. We could ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags this instant. We're heading southbound to the next town. And if we arrive there so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down.
Well, it's the story of the two. Always on the move, they got nothing left to lose except their guns and their wounds. Now they're crossing border, sheriff's posse on their tail. They'd rather die together than be stuck up in a cell. They drank up all the whiskey and they partied every night, like it could be the last. The bounty said to shoot on sight. So they chased the endless summer, knew it came with the price. They wouldn't stop running till they found a paradise. But the sheriff finally found them with the sights seeing red. So the lovers had to shoot them down and fill them full of lead. They were finally free to find a place to lay their head. And when they finally did, he looked at her and he said,
I said, I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down.
Nothing left to do, so wipe the dirt off or take your shirt off. And we should go hit the cantina, we got work off. I said it's hot outside, let me go swimming in your eyes. We've been running for a while, won't you lay down, make me smile. I could never ask for nothing better than this. It's just tequila and the beach, it's fine salty when we kiss.
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. No, lay me down. Lay me down.
.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 741. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We like to highlight videos from time to time that catch our fancy, that we think are funny, and it is the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Tila Tequila won't go away.
Yeah.
And she has a new album out, and there's some controversy over the fact that she can't sing. So they,
you know, they use a lot of production, auto-tune and whatnot, to make her sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So she went on Channel 5, a local TV station in Los Angeles, and they gave her the mic and they said, prove to us that you can sing. And she said, I would be more than happy to.
I took it in like a champ, I'm a real chick. You know who I am, that's an ill shh. And I caught the letter scripture, but it hits her feelings, but I don't feel shh.
Yeah, so that part gives you the idea that she can't rap. She also sings, and she's way off key. And she's terrible.
Good.
I don't know who
because
told her.
If that was singing. I mean, it's not. It's rapping. So
I don't
that
know
wouldn't...
who told her, yes, you should go prove it, because she sounded horrible.
Yeah, that's American Idol.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denny Blaze, one of our favorite one of our favorite guys. He's American Idol bad as well.
Yeah.
He does the dance like Denny Blaze, the pelvic thrust.
I shake the dust when I give him a thrust. If you don't move around, then you turn to rust. Jump on your feet, let's crank the heat. I melt the ice when I blaze my feet. I'm moving sweet like a Halloween treat. I bounce around till I crack the street. Yo, watch me dance and jiggle around. Denny Blaze, y'all, knows how to get down.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all.
He's terrible. He is not good. And the dance is not good. It's just the pelvic thrust just basically done like they were robots, though. There's no humanity involved in this thing. There's also the military doing a very funny parody of Lady Gaga's telephone video. People in Afghanistan.
Are you serious?
Soldiers, yes, in Afghanistan. Yeah, and
really?
You go, these guys need to come home and get a break.
But oh
it's very
God.
It's very funny. There's Naya Rivera, who plays Santana on Glee,
mm-hmm.
and there's a video of her doing her Maxim shoot.
Oh.
Those are always good. Not a lot of audio from that, so we're not going to feature that, but that's there. Mike Realm, who remixes videos with music,
mm-hmm.
did a Iron Man 2 trailer remix for a TV commercial. They contacted him and saw, I guess he had done a remix of the actual trailer, and they contacted him and said, we want you to make a TV
that
commercial.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's unbelievable what this guy can do. The Daily Show's Back in Black is one of the best features, and Glenn Beck is a guy who seems to rub everybody the wrong way.
He hates a lot.
He hates a lot. Yeah. And he is complaining about, I think it was the Arizona law, and he was complaining about people who were likening it to Nazi Germany.
Yes.
Carry your papers at all times and stuff like that. He was saying, oh, it's ridiculous that they would make it sound like it has anything to do with Germany. And Lewis Black, who's one of the funniest people in the world, points out many examples from Glenn Beck that he seems to be the worst at.
Teaching kids about climate change.
Some may believe we're on the road to the Hitler Youth.
Acorn.
These are the brown shirts.
Tarp!
It's what happened in the National Socialist country of Germany in the 1930s under Hitler.
The Peace Corps! Seriously! The f***ing Peace Corps!
This is what Hitler did with the SS.
These are all examples of Glenn Beck using Hitler and Nazi examples.
Oh my God.
For everything that comes up.
Glenn Beck has Nazi Tourette's.
That's great.
So anyway, he's got a whole video compilation of one thing after another where Glenn Beck likens something to
I love that.
Hitler or Germany. We always do Jimmy Kimmel Live this week in unnecessary censorship.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're cursing.
Mm-hmm.
They literally aren't. These words do not need to be beeped.
They're beeping perfectly good words.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they beep them to make them sound like they're cursing, and it always ends up pretty funny.
This week in unnecessary censorship.
Two guys are wearing shorts this morning. Who's wearing shorts?
It's f***ing cold outside.
Yeah, well, okay, it's not f***ing cold.
The whole idea is just to keep f***ing every day.
Divorce rumors heating up hotter than the Bengay on Tiger's bulging d***.
Arizona's immigration law getting people all f***ed up.
As a matter of fact, yes, I have f***ed a woman.
What I did was publicly s***ed myself. I publicly s***ed myself.
I don't know what she said. Shamed, maybe? Maybe shamed? I don't know. I didn't see, like, the original clip.
So good.
But they always add that, and it's very funny. Kesha, one of my favorites.
Oh, you love her.
You know, she does TikTok. That was her first big monster hit. Mm-hmm. And now there's a death metal version of it.
Don't stop making pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Turn down. I'm a fight till we see the sun. I've been gone on the clock. But the party don't stop. No.
That's the best version
Very
ever.
Different.
Yeah. All right, what I'm about to play you is going to make you go to hell. Okay?
Are you just hearing it?
Right? Just hearing it. No, it's not just hearing it, but your reaction. Okay, here's the thing. It's from the show Intervention.
Right.
Intervention is where somebody has a huge drug problem, their family gets involved, and in this particular clip, I got to tell you, it's just crazy because one of the, it looks like sons is telling dad that they still love him, and the dad starts crying, but the noise that comes out of his mouth is not a human sound.
Really?
It's a really bizarre, but you'll watch it and you'll start laughing.
And then you'll immediately hate yourself
because you're laughing because this guy really is in an immense amount of pain. But the sound is awesome.
I still love you.
That's the guy.
What is that?
Him crying.
Really?
Yeah, he just opens his mouth wide and just lets out this bizarre, long, odd-sounding, non-human. That's him crying.
Oh, my God.
It's the, one of the most bizarre things you'll ever see.
I still love you.
It is one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
I still love you.
And then,
that's pretty funny, too.
Poor Lisa.
And then, of course, somebody had to run that through the auto-tune.
No!
Everything is better with the auto-tune. That's what I think.
Oh, my God.
It's the Internet Roundup. Go to KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:57. Matt Money Smith has joined us in the studio.
Hey, Galpin for communism, corn.
$2.99 for a 36-month lease. Yeah. All those new Ford Edges.
Dynasty. Yeah, Fords.
20 consecutive years. Number one volume Ford dealer in the world.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about sports and whatnot coming up just after.
Slice of history right here in Southern California. Galpin Ford.
Still on Ford.
Oh, coming up just after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
As we do every Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Iron Man 2 continues domination in the theaters. $53 million made it number one this weekend. Yet again, Robin Hood and its debut was right behind it. $37 million made it number two.
I saw that, and I was a little bit surprised by how far back they went in the story.
They go back to before he really becomes the legend, right? It's the thing that spurs him into becoming Robin Hood.
The end, the very end of the movie is when they say, and so the story begins. That's when he gets outlawed, and right. I didn't realize they were going back that far.
Expert archer, you know, fighting for old King Dick back then.
Yeah.
And sure. Robin Hood.
I think it was King Richard. I don't think they really referred to him as King Dick.
They should have. Really? They should have, though. Yeah.
Well, as inside people did, you know.
Sure.
Kevin's old nickname.
How dare you.
Just Right was fourth at the box office this weekend. The story of an NBA player who falls in love with Queen Latifah. Yeah. Just like it was ripped from today's headlines. How to Train Your Dragon was fifth. Nightmare on Elm Street, Date Night, The Backup Plan, Furry Vengeance, and Clash of the Titans rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Looks like Jude Law and his girlfriend Sienna Miller are going to give it another go.
Oh,
rumor
really?
Has it they are planning a wedding that'll take place sometime this summer. You know, they broke it off once in 2006 when they were engaged because Jude Law had a little affair with his children's nanny.
Right.
But didn't Sienna Miller
at all bent out of shape about it?
Didn't she also?
Oh, she's been banging married guys ever since.
Right, okay.
Yeah. It was Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar Getty on the boat, yeah.
Famously, she was having an
affair
with.
I believe Jude Law is one of the finest actors that the Academy has to offer. I don't appreciate your mocking him during the ceremony.
Who said that?
Sean Penn!
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is that a good Sean Penn or no?
No.
Well, none of us recognized it.
No. I thought it was Gene Simmons for a minute. Yeah, apparently they're going to get married in England, in their native country, and then apparently have another affair. Oops. Sorry, I shouldn't use that word around them. Have another party in New York City, which they now consider home since they're both living there. So,
right.
Hope those crazy kids can make it work this time. Jude Law must want to look good for the wedding photos because Star Magazine says he just had some Botox in his forehead.
All right.
And apparently he's getting hair transplants as well.
Wow.
Well, you know you want to look good for the photos. For the
You don't. Pictures. People don't listen to me. Listen.
Here's Kevin's theory about...
Take pictures of yourself when you're fat and out of shape and ugly. You put those pictures up, and for the rest of your life, people go, hey, you look great.
You look so much better now than the day you got married.
You look great.
And the Cannes Film Festival is underway. Woody Allen appeared. He's got a new movie that's being debuted there called You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger, comedy about some people with some problems going to see a fortune teller. It sounds like an opportunity for some laughs. The best part about Woody is that he still delivers. He's a very, very funny guy. When asked about getting older, which has a large role in the film, he said there is no advantages to getting older. You don't get smarter. You don't get wiser. You don't get more mellow. You don't get more kindly. You only get more bodily decay. He says, my relationship with death remains the same. I'm strongly against it. He also said that in order to live a happy life, one must have delusions to live. Only do I feel that I do feel that life is a grim, painful, nightmarish, meaningless experience, and the only way you can be happy is to tell yourself some lies and deceive yourself.
Wow. So, what an upper.
He still has that great perspective on
it. I'd like to hang out and drink with that guy. Oh, wait, no.
I never drink. I'm allergic to alcohol. It makes me break out and stupid.
Maybe that's part of the problem. If he would drink, he'd be more happy.
Today's celebrity birthday is Dennis Hopper, 74 years old today. Bill Paxton turns 55 years old today. Remember him as Chip? In Weird Science.
You stink, Broadwad.
Oh, so good. Bob Chet. Chet. Bob Saget, actor and comedian, is 54 years old today. Craig Ferguson from the Late Show is 48. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails is 45. Nikki Reed, actress from Twilight, celebrates her 22nd birthday. Where's that freaking bell? Where's that damn bell? Come on, Kevin, if you're going to have a bell, you got to ring it.
Sorry.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Money!
Oh, because I like to chug
money.
Big black ones.
Money.
Big balls, too. I like to put them in my
and money.
Money.
You want to say goodbye to him?
Oh. Thank you so much for everything, Coach. I really appreciate it. You've given me a wonderful life.
He's gone.
Darn.
He hung up.
That's so funny.
He didn't hang up on me. He hung up on you guys. You ruined my moment.
Hey, he got his plug in. I really wanted you to have that moment with him.
Which makes it even better.
The money's here.
Check it. Yeah.
Ah, yes, money.
Check this out. I'm not a real big fan of Paul Sunderland, dude who took over the impossible job of replacing legend Chuck Hearn. Something, by the way, I'm very familiar with.
I was a big fan of Chuck Hearn myself.
I really said Chuck?
You said Chuck.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to kick my own ass after this.
No, Chuck
for that
was
one.
Good. I'm a big
guy's
fan of Chuck.
Dead a year, man. You already forgot his name.
Money. That was 110.
I'm getting there. Check it. Yeah. Big black ones.
We have no time to talk to him now.
Nope.
Yeah. Former Spurs guy, Matt Money Smith, in the studio with us.
Boy. Sorry, we used up all your time with your intro.
Talk about making a guest feel welcome.
Some of the highlights of when he worked here.
You know, I tell you, every time I hear the Ditka clip, something new stands out. Lisa, I don't appreciate how much you enjoyed that.
I
understand these a-holes.
I noticed how much I reveled
that. You really enjoyed that.
Money, a guy from Chicago, grew up there, Bears fan, loved Ditka, worshipped, and got hung up on. That was great. Mm-hmm. That was
apparently
so good.
It made my day.
Yeah, Kevin says, all right, we'll see you later, Coach. Oh, Money. Would you like to say something?
Oh, yeah,
already
blame it
says
on me.
See you later.
Oh, sure, blame it on me.
I do blame it on you.
All right, let's talk about the Flyers, the NHL.
Speaking of Chicago
playoffs, because this is crazy what's going on in the NHL.
For people that may not have been paying attention, I don't know if Ralph has spun the tale for the common folk that may not be keeping tabs on the Eastern Conference in the NHL playoffs.
I got to tell you, we really kind of keep that to a minimum because we kind of feel like most of our audience doesn't care, I think.
Hockey is not as popular as it should be, which is sad.
But explain to them what the Flyers did.
Hockey because... being played on the Eastern Seaboard.
Right, exactly.
One of the teams being up there in Canada, Les Habitants Vitois, the Canadians.
The Habs.
So the Flyers, to qualify for the postseason, understand, their very last regular season game against the Rangers was win and you're in. Rangers win, they make the playoffs.
Lose and you're out.
Flyers win, they make the
Whoever
playoffs.
Whoever wins that game goes on to the playoffs.
Right. Goes into overtime, nobody scores. Goes to a shootout.
Shootout, eh?
And the Flyers win. So they qualify for the postseason because they won a shootout. The last shot of the game. And now they're up 1-0 on Les Habitants Vitois. And could possibly be representing the Eastern Conference as a 7 seed. It's the 7 versus the 8 seed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Gone!
But you left over the fact that while playing the Boston Bruins, They were down 3-0 in a 7-game series.
Yes. First time since 1975 when the New York Islanders did it against the Flyers, as a matter of fact, I believe. Came back to, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Western Pennsylvania, to qualify for the conference finals. Yeah. So down 3-0, then down 3-0 in the game. Game seven.
They're down 3-0. Then they come back and they tie the series 3-3, yes. Which is crazy. Game seven was Friday. I watched it yesterday because I TiVo'd it, but they were down 3-0 in the game, and then they came back and won and moved on, and now they're playing in the Eastern Finals. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Story.
And by the way, I think collectively I can say, now that he's a four, Ralph will agree with us on this, our favorite hockey player of all time, Ian LaPerriere.
What a stud.
You know. Yeah. Took that puck to the face against
the Devils.
The
60 stitches.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that was kind of a big moment for the team, an emotional moment where they rallied and they're dealing with injuries and kind of maybe propelled them to the next round.
And another local favorite, Chris Pronger, has been amazing on defense.
Yeah, the old gap-toothed weirdo, Chris Pronger.
For the Flyers.
He, of course, played with the Ducks when they won the Cup. He's a great, monstrous player.
I didn't have a chance to get to the old Zap to it today to see what the ratings were, but it's interesting because, you have the NBA, which is considered to be a much more popular sport with the casual sports fan, going head-to-head with Game 1 between the Blackhawks and the San Jose Sharks, mm-hmm. which was a very exciting contest, right. And went down, a 6-on-4 for the final 2 minutes. Meanwhile, the Celtics are up 19. Granted, the Magic made it a bit of a game toward the end. I'm anxious to find out whether or not more people paid attention to the hockey than the basketball.
They didn't.
Yeah, that's just the
way
it goes.
It's frustrating. Tragically underattended, especially on television.
It is, yeah. But what are you going to do? People go, I can't follow the puck.
Speaking of basketball.
Speaking of that round ball.
What's going on tonight? Starting a little series down there at Staples Center?
I don't think so. I think they have another week off.
August 1st
is start of the Western Conference Finals.
They do. They start against Phoenix tonight.
Los Suns.
We need to take a break. Matt Money Smith is here.
Started talking.
We'll talk NBA playoffs. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
We have Matt fading there,
Yeah, it fades quickly.
Get on there.
They should put some kind of clock in here so I can tell.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's going to happen.
Seven they already have, not enough.
Matt Money Smith joining us here. He, of course, is a sportscaster now.
Yay,
oddly
me.
Enough. He does the Petros and Money Show weekdays at 3 on Fox Sports. And let's talk NBA playoffs.
So yeah. Still going.
Lakers play the Suns tonight.
Game one. Been off for 7 days. Both teams. Been off for 7 days.
Yeah, why does that happen?
Because they back time it from the day the NBA Finals starts. That is locked in stone on ABC, so they can't start because that, I don't know what day one is of the NBA Finals, but, they have to go back from that. So
both teams have 7 days off. Does that help one or the other to get more healthy?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, because Steve Nash is 36 and had that busted up eye, it helps the Suns just as much as it does the Lakers. But, when you have that much time, storylines tend to creep out that might not have. We now know that Kobe had his knees drained, that he hasn't been playing, that Andrew Bynum's knees are worse than they were in the previous series, and he did not play well in the last 2 games against Utah and doesn't quite seem to be the kind of guy that plays well
with
pain.
Yeah, he can't really push through it.
No, sadly, they're going to need it, especially if Boston is going to make it to the NBA Finals. We remember that matchup between Kendrick Perkins and Pau Gasol, not really going all that well for Pau.
Yeah.
So having Andrew Bynum on that floor to occupy Kendrick while Kevin Garnett will have to deal with Pau, if that's who's going to make it to the Finals, pretty big deal for the Lakers,
I think. That makes it to the Finals?
I'm not ready to write Orlando off. I thought they were the best team of the regular season, actually even better than the Cavs, just their defense, their balance, their talent, and they just kind of, they had like 8 days off. The Celtics were fresh off playing. I know if they would have played great, you could have said, the rest did them well, but instead you said, the rest was terrible. But they kind of figured it out by the mid-third quarter, so I think that's a 7-game series.
If everything stays the same and everything goes as planned, do you think Orlando, L.A.?
I think so. But I think the Celtics are healthy, and if they're healthy, they're the better team. And clearly, it's the better storyline. I mean, Lakers-Celtics, another chapter. Although, I pointed this out on Friday. I said the great thing about the Celtics making the finals as opposed to the Magic. So let's say, worst-case scenario for the people in L.A., the Lakers lose. It's like, it sucks. I'm bummed. They lost. But yeah, Dwight Howard seems to be a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, it's hard to root against.
Vince Carter, you know, one of the great players of our generation. Celtics win, it ruins your year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still pissed all summer long.
Yeah, true.
You're waiting for the season to start. Freaking Celtics had an 18th championship. And, you know, so I think there's that nice emotional kind of there's an uncomfortableness there if the Celtics make it, knowing if, in fact, they win, it's really going to suck for a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's what's great about rivalries, though, and that the Lakers will have very little problem with the Suns.
I
firmly believe that. Yeah, I know
it's
there's a lot
matchups.
Of people that are starting to shift to, well, the Suns are hot, they dispatched to the Spurs, they're playing tough defense, their bench is great. Lakers have two giant dudes that the Suns have no answer for.
Yeah.
You know, as long as Andrew's knee doesn't fall off when he's running up the court, he'll be able to keep playing, and Powell has really been, you know, for as great as Kobe was against Utah, Powell's been the best player in the postseason.
Yeah.
Not on the Lakers. He's been the best player in the postseason. I mean, he's shooting close to 60%.
Had a couple
he's
of
averaging
game winners.
22 points, yeah, and like 15 rebounds and three blocks. Pretty hard to deal with a team that has the best outside player and the best inside player.
Yeah.
Not easy to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Any other storylines in the NBA? Is that it?
No, I imagine there's probably a couple more. You know, Phil Jackson, there's going to be some protesters out there at Staples Center tonight because of his comments, which I didn't really think were all that wacky.
What did he say? It's about the law in Arizona.
He was asked about that SB, what is it, SB 1020, I think is what it's called. And he just said, you know, I'm not really that well versed on it, but my understanding is they just decided to enforce at a state level what already exists at the federal level, right? They didn't really change anything to it. They just kind of said, hey, this is what you're supposed to be enforcing, and we're going to do it.
Right.
And that was his only comment.
Right.
And of course, they're all Laker beat writers, so they're like, yeah, I think that's what they're doing. And that was it. You know,
right,
that was his whole comment. So, I mean, you know, if you have an issue with that, then by all means, go out and protest and hang out and put on your Los Suns jersey and have a good time. But I don't think that's going to affect him all that much. I mean, he's already engaged Steve Nash and talked about how he carries the ball every time he brings it up the floor. Nash then fired back by saying, well, the best coach in the league didn't have a problem with it last series, referring to Greg Popovich, the head coach of the Spurs.
Sure.
So that's always fun. I mean, Phil's good for a couple of those. But I think outside of just straight matchups, there's really no drama this time around. There's no free agents to worry about. There's no arguing between Kobe and someone else on the team. I mean, Derek Fisher's old and plays like his feet are stuck in cement. But
yeah, true.
That was the case last year, and he ended up being a big contributor in the NBA Finals anyway.
So game one and two tonight and Wednesday, then they go to Phoenix for two, and then they come back for one, and they go to Phoenix for one.
2-2, 1-1-1, and then finals goes 2-3-2, which, by the way, you know, this is the funny thing about the way athletes function. So last year, right, well, let's go back to 2008. They lose the finals to the Celtics.
Right.
After that series, they say, you know what, we really felt like home court was a big deal. We probably would have won that game one if we would have been at home when Pierce gets hurt and they get that big emotional lift and it pushes them to victory. We
hurt
were up like
in
six.
Air quotes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, wheeled off the freaking floor and then comes back to play.
Running.
Typical basketball. So, you know, then they get home court against the Magic and win in five, and they say, hey, that was our goal all regular season long to get home court. Well, this year, if they play the Magic, they won't have home court.
Right.
It's no big deal. We don't really care about home court anyway. So if they play the Celtics, they will have that home court advantage that I really think makes a big deal in the finals, having the first two at home. Because, you know, when you play a great team, the chances of winning three in a row are not great. So now, not only do you have to win all three at home and one on their floor, but you got to win three in a row, you know, on your own court, just to hold your own home court. So I think the fact that the Celtics make it, that gives the Lakers a bit of an advantage because they'll have that home court.
But not Orlando. They have a better record.
Orlando has a better record because the Lakers just, you know, played crappy down the stretch.
Yeah.
Both very good teams, though.
Yeah, listen, there's...
You seemed wildly disinterested in everything I had to say.
No,
in covering the NBA postseason here. You've been chewing gum. Is that it?
Are you kidding?
I noticed
else?
It, too.
Right?
Wait a minute. What else are you talking about?
What do you want me to talk about? Freaking Spain and Portugal in the World Cup?
Yes,
why am I here?
Like that. I
you know,
ask.
Michael Ballack, he's out for the Germans. I mean, you know, he tore his knee up in the FA Cup against freaking Portsmouth. Is that what you want to talk about, Chelsea?
No.
How about Tottenham making the Champions League? Kev, if they can get through those qualifiers, they'll get $40 million for players next year.
No, I'm not talking
my
about any of that.
My beloved Hotspur.
No, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you want to talk about the Riptide?
No, I want to talk about the NBA. I was fine talking about the NBA.
So
you misjudged my interest. Got any other rum?
I have a lot of gum.
Story like gum.
Bubble taper. Big League Chew back there.
6 feet of it.
Where's Bean? What the hell is going on?
He's on vacation.
Jeez.
He's on vacation. I don't know what he's doing, but he's on vacation.
I know the NBA playoffs have been going on for
a year. I'm excited about the NBA playoffs. What's wrong with you?
Let me talk like Charles. It's ridiculous.
I mean, put on a fishing hat and do the gone fishing sketch.
By the way, speaking of the fishing hat,
yes.
I was watching the Philadelphia Flyers on Versus.
Uh-huh.
That channel is unbelievable when there's not hockey on. Unbelievable. First, there's bull riding.
Yeah, then you get Ted Nugent with a crossbow.
Right. And then there was like the fight to catch the biggest fish came on after that.
Oh,
I mean, it's really just a BS channel that sucks outside of hockey.
You know, and you wonder why hockey is losing its popularity.
Unbelievable. Right afterwards, you're watching bull riding. You know, what just happened?
If you go to bed watching the NHL playoffs, if there's like a late game or something because it's in San Jose, do yourself a favor. Don't change the channel. Just turn your TV off where you were watching hockey versus wake up the next morning and just turn it on and wait to see what greets you.
Mm-hmm. It's crap.
Whitewater rafting.
It's all crap.
Yeah, it's quite wild.
A terrible, terrible channel. But anyway, that's what the NHL is on. And that was all due to the strike, right? The strike pretty much ruined TV for them, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and that
sort
when poker
of.
Came on,
poker came on and the big position was women's softball and poker got better ratings than high school football. I'm sorry, not women's softball. I mean, come on, who are we kidding?
Let's women's softball. Here.
High school football and poker got better ratings than the NHL. So ESPN wanted to be like partners in profit or something like that, and Versus gave them like $40 million. I mean, considering the deal before that with Fox was for a couple $100 million, it was a pretty big hit for them to take. But I believe they have had the best ratings. I think their ratings were up like 20% this year.
Because they show bass fishing when it's not on.
Well, you know, I always say it's just, you know, you have to put it in context. Yeah, they're up 20%, but it's like going from, hey, you know what? My profits are up 100%, but my profit last year was 10 cents, and this year it's 20 cents.
Right.
I mean, it's
exactly.
Not like they're at NBA or MLB or NFL levels.
They're not going to be for a long time.
No,
that's
but hey,
so
you got the finally got the NBA back and the Lakers tonight on TNT and Charles and Kenny and now C-Web, who's fit in seamlessly.
TNT
with
has,
that
the best, has the best crew. They do. They have the best.
Because they don't care.
Yep.
You know, that's
Charles
why.
Has no, Charles Barkley just has no filter.
That's been the ethos of the Kevin and Bean show.
To some degree, yeah. I mean, you know, you bring a guest in, you chew gum, and you just say, yeah, so what else? That's your question to
what's
the guest.
What's wrong with chewing gum?
So I give a breakdown of inside, outside, and the Suns, and their bench, and maybe Robin
Lopez.
I don't
like the way this is going. I'm not happy with the way this is going.
What else you got? Well, let's see. Jameer Nelson out of St. Joe's with his lineup beard in the Orlando Magic.
All right, we need to leave because we got the Dennis Leary. You want to stay? You want to stick around for Dennis Leary?
Not if you're going to treat him like that.
I didn't treat you poorly.
He'll reach through the phone and strangle your ass. Yeah.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time to talk to Dennis Leary, who we have had on before in the past. Hi, Dennis.
Who are these guys? Kevin and Bean. K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean. K-Rock.
That's us.
Kevin and Bean. Dennis, are you there?
Here you go.
Dennis.
And Dennis.
And
hello.
Dennis.
Dennis.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
You sound surprised.
Hey, we're on the air. How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just talking about your comedy tour.
You guys coming?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys come last year?
No, I did not make it last year.
Why?
Death in the family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not true. I just figured you wouldn't question it.
Yeah. Trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, you threw out that death in the family thing so fast.
It was too quick.
He uses it all the time.
I just figured you wouldn't question it if it was something that bad, but.
Well, you know what you need to do is be more specific. I mean, you know that. It goes back to when we were in school. You got to be very specific with the lying. So if you had said, oh, my grandmother, who had cancer for 7 years, died the day before your thing.
Yeah.
And I'd go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But you went for the way too general one.
Yeah, you don't know my inability to pull that off.
Oh, really?
It's really
those
just
improv classes are not working out for Kevin.
Someone died for me was an A+. That's as good as I get.
Is that really? Because I guess because I went to Catholic school for 12 years, I learned how to lie so good.
Learned how to lie better.
None.
This
yeah,
is the Rescue Me Comedy Tour 2. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the Rescue Me Comedy Tour, and it's just like last year, except it's completely different. How's that?
Just like last year, only completely different.
It's you, Lenny Clark,
well,
Adam Ferrara.
It's the same lineup, but it's except for the A-hole song, everything else will be completely different. you know, and nobody's allowed to repeat material. That's one of our general rules. And as usual, like last year, we have a clip package that we bring with us, which is a preview of the upcoming season of Rescue Me that you only get to see in the room that night. But other than that, I mean, anybody who went to see it last year, I think, had a really good time, and we have a good time. So it's basically a night where you're going to laugh your ass off. That's all I can guarantee at this point.
That's a pretty good guarantee.
It's
not bad.
It's a pretty good guarantee.
Yeah.
Dennis, you mentioned the A-Hole song. Is that for you like Born to Run is to Springsteen? It's just it's the thing that people won't let you leave the stage unless you do it?
Yeah, I'm sure Bruce Springsteen would really love to hear that. Yeah. The A-Hole song is to Dennis Leary as Born to Run is to Bruce Springsteen.
It's true.
Well, we have to play it. Otherwise,
they storm the stage?
Yeah, they're not happy unless they hear it. And by the way, we love singing it. But I want to mention also, just as I think it's actually on iTunes tomorrow, but we have a new song, which we performed on tour last year, but we're releasing it this year. And I can't say the title, but I can say the initials.
Okay.
It's the FU song.
All right.
And we also have another brand new song that we're debuting this year, which I'm not going to give the title out because it'll be a surprise when you come. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of comedy music. You know, at the live event.
That's a difficult...
Including the annual thing.
That's a difficult genre, comedy music. Seems like it doesn't get done well very often.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things where the guys that are in my band, when I was in college, we were all in the same theater troupe together, and we did a lot of comedy shows, you know, original sketch stuff, blah, blah, blah. But two of the guys were great musicians, Adam Roth and Chris Phillips, so... This goes back to like 1976, so we've been playing comedy music songs together for 30-something years, so it's kind of like, you know, we're not doing song parodies, we're doing original songs,
right.
So we love doing it, but, you know, the audience, I think, really, I know that when we do the traditional Irish folk song, which, if you've ever heard it,
oh, yeah.
yeah, it's a takeoff on all those death-ridden, drinking Irish songs. You know, we love doing them. The audience loves hearing them, so it's a blast for us, you know?
Now, Dennis, not to turn the interview south, but uh-oh. you're a big Boston Bruin fan, right?
Oh, my God. You guys, I mean, you guys are hockey fans, obviously, right?
I actually grew up in Philadelphia,
Ralph's
Dennis.
From Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. So
big Flyers
listen,
fan.
I don't know what to say. And here's the really sick part, right? I hate the Montreal Canadiens worse than I hate the New York Yankees. I'm saying a lot, right?
Right.
So now,
right.
Yesterday I'm watching the game last night, and I'm rooting. Not only do the Flyers come back and win four in a row, which is what the Red Sox did to the Yankees,
right.
You know, in 2007. Now I have to root for the Flyers against the Canadiens.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
That is the sick, evil, twisted world of sports.
It is such a bizarre playoff season. I've never rooted for Philadelphia either. But now you have to.
Well, you know what? You got to give them credit because, number one, they made it in on a shootout with the Rangers.
Yep.
And now they're poised to win. And I actually think they're going to win the Eastern Division, I can't wait for that to happen because I hate the Canadiens. But they were, you know what? They're a really hot team right now, man. Yeah. They're playing out of their minds.
A buddy of mine from Boston said that loss that the Bruins had in that series will live in that town longer than the good feelings about the Sox coming back did.
I don't even know how to gauge it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Listen, you have a 3-0 lead in the seventh game.
Yeah,
I
hear
that's
you.
What you dream about.
Yeah. Yep. 3-0 lead in games, and then a 3-0 lead in game seven. That's yeah. over at that
and
point.
You know what makes it even worse is I've on Rescue Me, I've got the woman who plays my wife is dating a guy from Philadelphia, and she's from Canada. So she's a Canadian who is basically engaged to a guy who's a Flyers fan. It can't get worse because all I hear in the set is, oh, the Flyers this and the Flyers that. Ooh, yeah. the Flyers. So now I'm rooting for Philly because I can't stand the possibility of Montreal going to the Stanley Cup final. Can't happen.
All right. And is that actress going to meet an untimely death at the beginning of this next season?
No, there's not enough time left for me to rewrite the script.
Damn it. It's too bad. Well,
but, you know, what are you going to do? You know, the Bruins suck. I mean, that's...
But they don't. But they did. But
well,
they don't.
Well, you do, man. That's the thing you have to answer is four in a row. Four in a row, 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
If somebody said to you you're going to be in game seven with a 3-0 lead, at that point, you're just batting down the hatches, right?
Yeah, at that point, you go, there's no coming back. It may happen once in a million times, but for the most part, 3-0 is it's unbeatable.
It was astonishing night watching that game, man. Just watching one goal, then a second goal. You know, as a fan, you're sitting there going, I don't want to think negative.
Right.
Then it's 3-3. Then it's 3-3, and you're going, you know what? Now you start thinking, how are they going to blow it? And for too many men on the ice.
Yeah, that penalty was brutal.
1979.
Those of you that don't watch hockey, that is maybe the worst penalty that a team can take is too many men on the ice. It's just a not paying attention thing.
Lack of discipline.
It's a real, I'm just going to jump on the ice and see what happens. Okay.
Well, Dennis, we're sorry. We didn't mean to make the interview turn such a sour turn for you, but we appreciate you talking a little hockey.
Know, listen, you know, I spent Saturday, the beginning of Saturday morning, waking up angry, and I went, you know what? I'm angry about a hockey game that I wasn't involved in playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, what am I going to do? You know?
I hear you.
I'm sitting there last night going, you know, screaming for the Orange Crush in Philly. I mean, you know. It's twisted.
Rescue Me Comedy Tour is June 10th, Club Nokia, downtown Los Angeles. You can get tickets at DennisLeary.com. Tell us about the portions of the proceeds going to the benefit.
Well, a portion of the proceeds goes to benefit the Leary Firefighters Foundation. You know, when you come live to the show, we'll talk about that a little bit. You know, we help fire departments all over the country. We're basically involved in you know, building training facilities and supplying equipment to fire departments. I don't need to tell anybody that fire departments all over North America are underpaid and underfunded, but even more so nowadays. So we've helped fire departments in the New Orleans Fire Department, Boston Fire Department, New York City Fire Department. So we're basically, I mean, North Carolina, we're all over the place. And, you know, I play a firefighter on television, and just from doing that, I can tell you, you know, actors pretending to be firefighters is hilarious because these guys, what they do, you know, if you've ever had somebody in your family, you know, stuck in a situation where they had a heart attack or were actually in a fire, these guys are real heroes.
And yeah.
Not only that, first responders now on the front lines of the war on terror. So I just feel like whatever we can do to help these guys out, if they're coming in to save you or your grandmother or your kid or your pet, I want them to have all of the available options, the best equipment, the best training. I just think they're the greatest guys, man. Whenever you see polls every year, what people, the jobs people most admire, firefighters are always in the top three. So I love what they do. I love the guys for doing it. And, you know, so if you come to the show, you're laughing your ass off, and you're helping the fire department. What's better than that?
What's better than that?
That's great.
Season 6, Rescue Me, will premiere in late June 2010 on FX. It is a fantastic show if you haven't had a chance to catch it. And you can buy the new song, FU, tomorrow on iTunes.
FU.
Dennis Leary, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate
it. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. KROQ, and it is 8:57. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, sad day for superhero fans. Heroes was canceled by NBC.
But you weren't even watching
it. If I had watched it, I'd be really mourning it. But I jumped off. I just couldn't. Also canceled on NBC, Mercy and Trauma.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Never saw either of those.
Trauma is what you got when you watched it, and it is Mercy that they canceled their show. It all ties in. It's Monday morning, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Iron Man 2, still number one, $53 million made it so. Robin Hood came in at number two in its debut weekend, making $37.1 million. Letters to Juliet did better than I expected, and its debut was third, $13.8 million. Just Right, the new Queen Latifah rom-com.
romance comedy.
Yeah, don't say that.
Rom-com.
Don't say that.
I just said it again.
Don't
say that. Can't stop me. Rom-com. How to Train Your Dragon was fifth. A Nightmare on Elm Street was sixth. Date Night, The Backup Plan, Furry Vengeance, and Clash of the Titans round out the top 10 of the box office this weekend. Here's the thing about Robin Hood. It made, they're speculating, it cost about $155 million to make.
Wow. That's a lot for a movie, right?
It is a lot for a movie. Pulled in, like I said, $37 million in the U.S. Worldwide, it made an estimated $111 million, so it should break even next weekend. That's a pretty good return on it.
Yeah.
I like
to make your money back in 2 weeks.
It's also just the beginning. It's basically a setup for the actual Robin Hood story that you know.
That we know, yeah.
Marriage and Babies in the news. Congratulations to CW stars Jensen Ackles from Supernatural and Danielle Harris who plays Rachel on One Tree Hill. They were married Saturday in Dallas, Texas. He's 32, she's 31. They've been dating for 3 years, and they met when they co-starred in a movie they made together in 2007 called 10 Inch Hero, which is a movie I made back in the 90s.
It was my nickname in college.
That was a very different kind of film than the one they ended up making, but I think I had more fun shooting mine than they had shooting theirs.
I agree.
New baby for Claudia Schiffer, the supermodel, and her husband, Matthew Vaughn, who is a director and producer. He did most notably Kick-Ass recently, did a great film. I really enjoyed that. This is their third child. It's a baby girl. No word yet on what the name will be. However, their son is named Casper. Their daughter's name is Clementine. So I'm expecting another hard C name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier this morning I was hoping it was chlamydia, but apparently that is not in the running.
Ah, that's a shame. That's a good one.
However, catheter still is, so I'm hoping that... That's
come on, catheter.
Come on, catheter. Fans of Napoleon Dynamite are way behind the times.
Still, how many years ago was that?
That's 2004.
Wow.
But they'll be happy to hear that Fox is working on an animated series based on Napoleon, so the further adventures of Napoleon Dynamite, the voices will be the same. John Heder will return as Napoleon Dynamite. Huh. Efren Ramirez will return as Pedro. The rest of the cast is in place as well. So apparently you're going to get more Napoleon Dynamite. So congratulations to
wow, why the rush?
You. And Ronnie James Dio passed away this weekend. Sad news for rock fans everywhere. He was lead singer for a band like Rainbow. Dio, of course, took over for Ozzy when Black Sabbath and Ozzy parted ways. So sad news. He is he was 67 years old today. And it was battling stomach cancer, which is just a heinous way to go. So, sad news. But speaking of cancer, good news. I don't know if you guys remember Ethan Zahn from Survivor.
Yes,
Ethan?
I do remember
soccer,
Ethan.
Soccer player Ethan?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
He is in remission after a tough battle with Hodgkin's disease. His girlfriend, Jenna Marasca, who was also on Survivor, said that he just got a clean bill of health, and they cannot explain the happiness they feel, as you can imagine. So it's good news for those guys. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Nikki Reed from Twilight is 22 years old today. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails turns 45. Craig Ferguson, TV host and actor, is 48. Bob Saget celebrates his 54th birthday. Bill Paxton, very talented actor who's so good on Big Love over there on HBO. He is 55. And legendary actor and director Dennis Hopper celebrates his 74th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. There is a huge problem brewing in Arizona over this this law that they have passed, where it's a racist Arizona bill, SB 1070. It's being referred to. And everybody's demanding that people take sides. So they asked Phil Jackson what he thought about it. And he kind of gave a kind of a half-hearted, if I heard the American people are really for stronger immigration laws, I'm not mistaken. Where we stand as a basketball team. Basically, he just says Arizona's just following through on the laws that are already there. People are very unhappy with that response, and they are planning to boycott outside Staples Center tonight.
They're going to protest, yeah.
For game one against Phoenix. And then there are also legislators who are saying that Arizona needs to be boycotted. So here's a list of things that you, the Lakers, should not purchase when you go to Phoenix to play your two games. They play two games later in the week.
Oh.
So they're saying don't purchase things in Phoenix. Bring everything with you. Right. That's the suggestion from the legislature.
Well, they got to stay in hotels and they got to eat, right?
Yes, but do they have to buy food there or can they bring their own?
Are you serious?
I am serious. So we figured we would get right to the coach, Phil Jackson. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
What about all this controversy about what you said? It didn't look like you were saying anything that was too outrageous.
Yeah, I don't think there's a place, you know, for politics and sports. And so I was just answering how I thought. You know, the average American seems to think that this is a federal law. And it seems like Arizona is just, you know, putting some teeth behind it, being able to actually enforce the law, that's all.
And then, were you surprised that that answer made so many people so angry?
Well, of course, we don't want protesters outside the game tonight. We'd like to focus on the game, but that's their right, too. If they want to protest, I guess that's the way they talk about how they feel.
All right, what about when you travel to Phoenix?
Yeah, Councilwoman Janice Hahn is asking us not to spend any money in Arizona. She wants a financial boycott.
Zero money, so no food.
Right.
Okay.
So so she sent over a list of things, a checklist of items that we should bring on the road trip so we don't have to spend any money there.
Okay.
So she would like us to sleep in the bus.
Okay.
Which is really not an option.
Well, that doesn't seem good.
No.
Although I sleep with the bus. I don't like to sleep in the bus. That's where I draw the line.
Sometimes, I can't ask that question.
So. Let's go for Lamar.
Yeah.
Lamar will be pulling a U-Haul truck behind him full of candy.
Good.
So he doesn't have to buy any there. He's got Abba Zabbas and Skittles and Zagnuts and Junior Mints and Goobers. And he's also bringing a bag for Chloe's head in case she comes along. So he won't have to buy one there. It'll be cheaper. Pau Gasol is going to be bringing his own paella.
Okay.
We don't want him to have to buy that there.
Sure.
That's a Spanish dish. Right. Apparently he likes to eat that. Adam Morrison. He'll be bringing his own mustache wax.
Oh, that's good.
So he doesn't have to buy any there. And he'll also have a cushion to sit on the bench.
Because he doesn't play.
That's where he's going to stay, pretty much. Sasha Vujicic.
Yes.
He's going to bring his own hair grease.
Good.
He's going to have it shipped up from the Gulf of Mexico. And take some of that oil spill and put it in his hair. Keep that look going.
Okay.
And, of course, Kobe. Kobe will bring his own condoms, Astroglide, and duct tape in case you meet any girls at the hotel.
Come on, Coach. That can't be funny to you. You're the coach. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here to take a final look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Because it's Monday morning, we always take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Iron Man 2 stayed atop the heap with $53 million. Robin Hood, in its debut weekend, came in at number 2, $37.1 million. Then Letters to Juliet, Just Right, and How to Train Your Dragon, rounding out the top 5. A Nightmare on Elm Street was 6. Date Night, The Backup Plan, Furry Vengeance, and Clash of the Titans were the rest of the top 10 this weekend. Lindsay Lohan continues her meltdown. Now, you know, she has 3 days left to complete 4 alcohol awareness classes to fulfill her obligation to the Los Angeles court system.
No, I didn't know that.
She only has 3 days left to get 4 classes in.
Can she do it technically?
She violates her probation and should be going to jail. Well, she could do it technically, I guess, if she wasn't in Cannes right now.
Are you serious?
If she wasn't in France getting loaded and whoring it up with people at the Cannes Film Festival.
So when she gets back, she'll be arrested?
If there is any justice, that will happen.
Wow.
But we'll have to wait and see. In the meanwhile, before she left for France, she was in New York. And she was at a nightclub in New York City. And she wanted the table where Sean Avery and Aaron Voros of the Rangers were sitting.
Right.
They were sitting there with Aaron's girlfriend, Jessica Stamm. And she got into it with Jessica and threw a drink across the room at her face.
These are hockey players.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
She's lucky she didn't get boarded.
Wow.
And I mean that in every possible way. They didn't retaliate. They kept their cool, but apparently Lindsay was asked to leave the facility. So the meltdown continues on every possible
way. You have your head up your ass.
Which is just good news for all of us. Guys, you didn't watch Survivor this year, did you?
Nope.
The Heroes versus Villains All-Star
No, it looked
edition.
Good, but I didn't have time.
It, by all accounts, and I think so. I haven't watched every season of Survivor. I just watched the first couple. But by hardcore Survivor fans, it was the best Survivor ever. Yeah, season 20. Anyway, in case you missed it last night, Sandra won the $1 million prize. Now, this is the second time she's won Survivor.
Wow. She a hero or villain?
She was a villain.
Villain.
She won the $1 million on her original season, and then she won the $1 million for this All-Star edition.
How about that?
It's not a bad living if you can just do Survivor and win a couple $1 million. Colby Donaldson, Russell, Jerry Manthe, Parvati, and Sandra were the final 5. And yeah, it was a good show. So there's your reality show update. This is interesting. We were talking last week about the fact that sometimes in Hollywood there seems to be a mad rush to make a movie about the same subject. And often they have competing projects.
Happens like Truman Capote.
It happens way too much to be coincidence.
We mentioned with Truman Capote. We mentioned it with Sherlock Holmes. There was another one in development when Robert Downey Jr. Was also in development. Marilyn Monroe was one we talked about last week. They're making 2 Marilyn Monroe biopics. Well, today it's just been announced that 2 different studios are working on remakes of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Huh.
Which okay. was made by Disney, I know, back in the 50s, 60s. I forget when it was made.
Yeah, what was that about? I don't remember.
It's based on a Jules Verne novel. He was a science fiction writer. And it's about a turn of the century, like a Victorian era scientist who creates this submarine, basically, even before there were submarines. And he
goes down
to 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Okay.
Yeah. And Captain Nemo. Have you ever heard the name Captain
sure.
Nemo? That's where it comes from, that book. Anyway, two different studios are remaking that movie. They're going to be competing to see which one can get out first. And there's currently two versions of The Three Musketeers in works in Hollywood
That's
as well.
That's so weird.
So it's strange how they run in pairs like that. Do we really need another Three Musketeers movie?
No, we don't.
Last
we
one
really
I saw,
don't.
I think, had like Kiefer Sutherland, Charlie Sheen, and Oliver Platt as The Three Musketeers.
That's right.
The worst casting ever for a Three Musketeers movie. There are certain genres of film that you should just leave to the Brits.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Sheen is not going to be able to play, a 17th century French musketeer. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you would have said, like a little fat kid next to him, and John Cryer is another musketeer. You got 2.5 musketeers.
You would have said that about Robin Hood, I would guess, though, too, and that was great.
Well, Russell Crowe, though, is a foreign actor who can kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner as Robin Hood, however,
not
was
as
not
good.
The best idea.
That was bad, that's all I'm saying.
And this has got to just put Beatles fans' nose right out of joint. Paul McCartney was getting an interview over the weekend, and he said if they had all survived, the Beatles probably would have reunited by now, gotten together for a concert. Well, thanks a lot, Paul.
Well,
make us feel even worse about it. He said there were a lot of offers at the time after they broke up to reunite, but he said it was all too soon. They had other solo projects going on, but he said they probably would have done it by now if they had all lived. So Beatles fans have something else to mourn, that they'll never see their beloved Beatles back together again.
And they would have all lived, and Yoko would have died.
That's right.
Then it would have.
I'm going to clear the path. Is Gwen Stefani pregnant? Is a question that's going around on the internet today. There are photos of her in Star Magazine wearing a big, big shirt, and they guess, anytime a woman wears a big shirt, by the way, that she's trying to hide a baby bump.
Well, she dresses very scantily,
yes,
speaking,
and usually is wearing tight-fitting clothing because of her unique physique.
Right.
She wants and loves many kids, too, by the way. She's,
yeah,
that's
I know.
Her goal.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a... There's an excellent possibility she might be with child.
Yeah.
Which is great news for the other guys in the band, I'm sure.
They love it.
Again? Just hear him now. I don't know if you guys heard that last night. Did you watch the Miss USA pageant last night?
No.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Because there's a lot of hot chicks on stage at the same time.
The only thing I would...
Someone, I think you should...
That was my fault, sorry.
Yeah, that was good. No, strong. I appreciate
Let's
your help.
I just hit a couple more.
It's
are you a pet?
Oh, man.
That's not very helpful.
If I was stoned right now, I would just be losing my mind. Donald Trump was the offstage announcer for the event.
Really?
Celebrity chef Curtis Stone was the host. He currently is, of course, on Celebrity Apprentice, so there's always synergy with Donald's project.
Oh, sure.
But for the first time ever, we have a Muslim Miss USA.
No kidding.
Interesting, isn't it? Her name is Rima Faqi.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
And
what was her last name?
Rima Faqi.
Okay. That's a great last name for a Miss America.
She is Miss Michigan, and she is now Miss USA.
I'm sure she's beautiful.
However, when she came out to the parking lot, they found that her SUV had been towed away. Apparently, they didn't feel comfortable about her parking her SUV in the parking lot.
Is that a joke?
It is a joke, okay. Yes, because that's what happened to that dude in Times Square. You see, he had a big bomb.
What was her last name?
Rima Faqi.
Right.
All right. And congratulations to Miss Nebraska, Belinda Wright, who won Miss Congeniality, which means you're fugly. That's why all the other girls like you. Today's celebrity birthdays, Nikki Reed from Twilight is 22 years old today. She is adorable. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, 45 years old today. Craig Ferguson is 48. Bob Saget celebrates his 54th birthday today. Bill Paxton, very talented actor, is 55. And actor, director, legend Dennis Hopper celebrates his 74th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Nestor Carbonell.
Oh!
Who is the actor who plays Richard on Lost.
Oh, he followed Jacob for all those years.
That guy does not age.
He
That's
does
what
not.
I know about him.
And he has lots of eyeliner available on the island.
How many weeks are left on that? Is there only three episodes?
two episodes?
I thought the finale was this Sunday? Sunday coming up.
So that's it? So this is the 8 hour, whatever that marathon thing is?
The 8 hour Lost episode. I thought that was it.
Also tomorrow we have Ryan Phillippe talking about MacGruber. We are going to tell you about
MacGruber!
We're going to tell you about the cheaterregistry.com. Where you can go to list people who've cheated.
Oh, apparently. That ain't right.
that's one of the things that you can do.
Plus, mind your own beeswax.
The biggest lie you told and got busted. There was a girl that told her parents she was still going to UCLA for 2 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Until her parents said, we're going to come to graduation.
See you at graduation, honey. We can't wait to see you get that sheepskin.
And then she said, bye.
And then suddenly she disappeared.
She just ran away.
I thought maybe foul play was involved.
And Bill Simmons from ESPN.com tomorrow, plus more tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2010. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is next. She has 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She has Muse. She's got the new one from Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, I do.
She's got Weezer. She's got Silver Sun pickups and more as part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Yeah.